1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Federal Reserve accidentally put out some market-moving information early. Now the Fed's looking into it.
A day ahead of time, the minutes of the Fed's March meeting were sent to congressional staff, trade groups, and some of the biggest banks on Wall Street. The Fed said it was entirely accidental. Once it noticed the flub, it made the minutes public, but the central bank could not say whether there was any trading related to early distribution of information often used to trade on global securities markets. Investors looked inside into the Fed's thinking. If this had happened at a public company, the SEC might investigate. The Fed told regulators, but so far the only review is internal. Aaron Petersky, ABC News, New York.
The Nobel Prize won by Somebody at CNA has been sold at a New York auction for more than $2 million. Chris was awarded the prize in physiology or medicine on which they watched Wilson, who died in 2004, the age of 38, was in part with medicine. Gary Alden.
And those who are supposed to be preaching are now warring on my TV. Oh, but
I can trust in a political system.
In the world.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I hope you're having a good day today. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and it is Thursday. It's second Thursday of the month, where you know it's health and wellness. And we talk about the mental and the physical, the exercise, and then Dr. Mason comes in with a nutritional total health package for people. And so we do this every second Thursday of the month, and we have great people coming in. Turning Point Technology, I don't know why I get that.
I know nothing about technology.
Yes, you do.
I know a little something, but not enough to fix it.
But Turning Point Counseling is our partner, and they make it happen here. And we appreciate their support. But I want you to know that what they do there, they deal with mental health, and they help everyone coming in the door. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to all of us, we will all say that Dr. Brandy, even with coming in here, she's helped me. We have some other people who have gone to her through here, and they say that the counselors are great, and they're helping them get past what they're going through. And it's not for crazy people.
Right. No, it's for anybody who has something going on in their life. Absolutely.
Even if you don't. I'm to the point.
Everybody has room to grow. Everybody has room to grow and get healthier.
And if you want to grow, you really need to open up. I think we have a misperception that I only go to see a counselor if something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the resolve that's not true.
Absolutely. I mean, so many of us just get comfortable in life, and we stop growing, and we stop pushing ourselves. And so, are you putting me on video?
No, not yet. This is a test.
All right. We're testing.
We're testing.
Doing my hair differently or something.
No, you have to do your hair differently. That's Brandy.
All right. Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Wait, no. It doesn't matter what you look like.
That's right. You can't show the human side of life. You're Dr. Brandy. You're not supposed to do that.
Right, no. I'm fine. I got it all together.
That's right.
If only that were true. We all are human, and we all can use somebody to bounce things off of in life. And
we all are human?
We all are human. I hope so. Yeah.
That's a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we don't realize how human and how frail all humans are.
I think we like to think that we're superheroes from time to time, or we put expectations on ourselves, leaving us to think that we are, but in reality, none of us really have superhuman powers, and we all struggle with things from day to day.
And we need people to bounce things off of, like I went back and said.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We really do. We need people to go and talk to about the things of life that you just hold in.
Mm-hmm. And we need somebody objective. You know, we all have people we go to. You know, you call your friend, you talk to your spouse, your family. But they're entwined in what's going on with our lives. So I'm sure that many times they're very helpful. But if you go to a counselor that's an outside perspective, somebody who's objective, who's just there to listen to you and help you with what you want, the end. There's no agenda for them.
And that makes a difference.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, with the people in our everyday lives, we all have our own agenda. You know, a mom or a dad, many just want their child to be happy. So if a child, even an adult child, goes to a mom with a problem, they're going to problem solve from the perspective of, I want to relieve this pain for you. Whereas a counselor might challenge you to go through that painful time to get out on the other side healthier, even though the road might be painful for a while.
I have to say, and I have to be honest, Dr. Brandy, I think you guys have been with me for about 7 months now.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And I have not made an appointment to go see Dr. Brandy and get there personally, but I've got my own personal sessions on myself.
I was going to say, we do them here.
And you guys know that I have gone into this weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversations that I've had with Dr. Brandy on air, mm-hmm. just on air, have benefited my personal life.
Wow, Tracy, that's cool to hear.
And so I say that if she can help me on air, and remember, on air is a whole lot different than sitting inside of an office having a conversation about things. If I can work through some things on air and while I'm doing everything else and having this conversation with someone, then if it can happen for me, it can happen for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I found out that my weight loss was tied to some emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to realize that your emotional issues are tied to your success. And I think that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about fear today.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I look at fear, a lot of us have fears, but we don't realize that we have them.
Right. Fear is definitely a core emotion that holds us back in life. And so often we don't even notice that it's there, kind of eating at us. We, you know, we think we're doing okay. We're good enough, successful enough,
yeah,
happy enough. But a lot of times we sabotage ourselves. We don't push ourselves hard enough because we're afraid.
And what can we be afraid? I mean, why would I be afraid of success? I mean, and I see it within
mm-hmm.
myself and I see it within others.
Right.
I watch people sabotage
mm-hmm.
their excellence.
This is a conversation that I have all the time in counseling. You know, I'll see a client for a while and they'll just kind of plateau and, you know, stop making progress for a while. And I'll say, you were doing so good. Let's figure out what's going on here. And so often it's that if I succeed, if I meet my goal, the only place there is for me to go from this point is down.
Wow.
And that's a scary place for them to be. That, and then also I hear a lot, well, if I achieve this goal, just think about what people are going to expect of me. I don't want to disappoint. I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to disappoint me. So I think it's easy to think, success, when somebody's successful, it's easy, or why can't you just get there? But we forget about what succeeding, what challenges that brings to our life.
Because, you know, procrastination
mm-hmm.
Is a part of lack of success.
Sometimes it's a defense mechanism.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we use, I mean, people just stop. We lay down.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we can do it. We know that we can get things done. But instead of getting them done,
right,
we just put it off.
And I tell people that's okay if that's your value system or your priority, but if it's bothering you, then it's probably not.
So why do we do that?
I mean, not everybody wants to be president and CEO. Not everybody wants...
But even with kids. I mean, even with daily orderly things, you know, paying bills.
Right.
We procrastinate or we go and substitute what we know we should do
mm-hmm.
for something that is for a temporary fix.
Immediate reinforcement is what
right.
that is. I mean, we want what feels good now. As a country, we live for the here and now and what feels good instead of making the decisions that are best for us in the long run.
So how do we look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I get out of debt, I do this consolidation loan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of debt.
Right.
Yet I go and take everything that I consolidated and disperse it again and become further and further in debt.
Because we never forget, we never fix the core issue. Just, it's the same with weight loss. People lose all this weight, you're feeling good, and then all of a sudden you're eating again. You know, you consolidate your loan, you pay off all your money, and all of a sudden you're spending again. Because when you do something in excess, it's fulfilling a void or a need.
So how do I push past my fear?
Mm-hmm.
Because I call that a fear. I call that a fear of accomplishment because you don't want to be unstressed. You really don't. I mean, people feed on stress, yet stress kills you.
Well, there's healthy stress and unhealthy stress. I mean, you want to feel
right.
a little bit. A little bit of stress motivates you.
Okay.
But unhealthy amounts of stress paralyze you
okay.
so that you can't move. But you're right, that piece of fear of what's it going to be like if I manage all my finances? What's it going to be like if I look healthy or feel healthy? I already know what it's like to overeat. I already know what it's like to buy whatever I want and then take out more credit cards or loans. I know that life. That's familiar. I'm afraid of what the other side is going to look like. So the first step really is acknowledging that within yourself. If you don't acknowledge that it's there, then what do you do about it?
Do we teach our young people or do we teach our children that those same mechanisms in raising them?
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine, and she does, instead of washing clothes,
mm-hmm.
they buy them.
Okay.
Instead of having Tide and, or it's laundry detergent, mm-hmm. it's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she got married, it became a problem because the behavior didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, husband would want to have clothes washed, or
right.
something where he could wash, and it would not be there. So how does that come down to my children? How do I... Because my children tend to follow after patterns of their parents in a lot of instances.
Many do, or some who have unhealthy parents find other ways for themselves. But that's hard because there's such a diversity of value systems. I mean, we're diverse in what we want and how we do things. For that person in that example you gave, I guess I don't know why.
Right.
They buy the clothes. I don't know if it's just that they don't want to wash clothes or if money's not an issue and it's just easier to buy and that's okay with them. So first you have to figure out, A, acknowledge that the issue's there, in many ways identify why it's there and why it's happening, and then decide, okay, is this okay or not? And if it's not okay, then we have to work on changing it.
Is every issue acknowledging that I have an issue?
It's hard to change something that you don't know you have. You know, we get a lot of people, let's say court-ordered. You know, you got arrested, you end up in court, you know, it's treatment's mandated.
Right.
So somebody might come in, I'm just here because I need to get off papers, and I can't get off papers till I do this thing. Okay, well, what do we need to work on? There's nothing wrong with me. Okay, that's a little bit harder. So what we're doing there is we're trying to kind of explore this person's lifestyle. We do a lot of cost-benefit analysis. Okay, well, what's the benefit of staying the way you are? What's the cost of staying the way you are? What's the benefit of changing the way you are? What's the cost of changing the way you are? And we're really stuck there if somebody doesn't acknowledge what's going on. But when somebody's ready, when somebody's able to say, yes, this is an issue, and yes, I want to work on it, you get a lot further in counseling.
How do I become ready? I mean, you know, that's a, you know, I talked to a man yesterday, and he said, I was downtown Youngstown, and he
mm-hmm.
was homeless.
Mm.
And I was having a cup of coffee, and he said, I had it all together.
Yeah.
And I picked up an alcohol and drug problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that you just have to choose to change.
Mm.
But you have to choose to change. No one
yeah.
can make you do this. How do I get to the point where enough is enough? And am
mm-hmm.
I afraid of what am I going to feel like not high, not drunk,
right.
not beating up, not thin? How am I going to deal with this? And how do I do this before I hit rock bottom?
Right, that's a big piece.
And I lose everything.
A lot yeah. of people have trouble changing before they hit rock bottom. And that's the key. You don't want to hit rock bottom. You don't want to lose everything before you make changes in your life. That's a huge, huge mountain to climb. If you could catch yourself earlier, then you only got a little bit to work on. You know, drugs or alcohol, there's the piece of choice, but there's also it's a disease. And I think it's important to understand that it's very challenging. It's not a matter of today I'm just not gonna do this. It takes a lot of work, like any other issue, a lot of exploration of yourself.
But it hurts to explore internal. I mean, to look at yourself in the mirror and to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
It really takes a lot.
It does, and I think sometimes we don't want to be overly honest with ourselves. We don't want to tear ourselves apart. But if there's definitely something that's hurting us as an individual or our relationships, then we want to work on that. So we all have deficits. We're not all nice all the time. That would be impossible. We're not happy all the time. That would be impossible. But we can learn to be content. We can learn to be kind. You know what I mean? So I don't want to leave people with the impression of thinking that you have to be this perfect individual and change everything about yourself. We have flaws, of course. That's part of being human, like we said earlier. But you do want to work on whatever is holding you back in life. And sometimes it's even a matter of figuring out how to balance your life. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But you need to figure out what lifestyle works for you.
And it does make a difference.
Absolutely, it makes a difference. I mean, for our society of the grass is greener on the other side, or you know, wanting what the other person has, comparing ourselves to other people instead of just deciding what works for us and our lives and ourselves. You know, that's so hard. I mean, we've got media telling us what we should be like. We've got neighbors telling us what we should be like. It's easy to lose focus of what you want for yourself in life.
So let me ask you this. How do I, in a society that we have today, it just become me? Because, you know, we parents no longer shape children. For the most part, they try. But if you really look at, a lot of young people are not being shaped by parents. They're being shaped by everything else besides parents.
Well, there's so many more influences. I mean, children are exposed to much more than they were years ago.
Right.
And for some kids, that's a wonderful thing. You know, they might not have the best of parents, so being able to have those exposures, great. Others, you know, not so great. But how do we...
Because how do I become Tracy and not the Tracy that everybody else has wants me to be, where I am superficial and truly not happy?
Right.
With me. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not perfect, but I need to like me. It's easy for me to get up in the morning and to do what's necessary if I like me.
Right. I mean, I suppose first we need to know who you, as you perceive yourself, who that person is. What you like about that person and what you don't like about that person. And then I'd probably look at, well, if you like this about you, is this good to like this or bad to like this? And if you don't like this about you, is it good to like this, not like this, or bad to not like this? And we have to almost build the person. We can't silence the world.
No, and that would not be good.
We can't remove everything that's aided us in our development to this point. But we can separate ourselves and give ourselves some structured time with somebody who can actually has the skills to guide us to figure out.
When I go in the workplace, I have to adjust or adapt for the environment that I'm in. So I can't be Michael Jackson and go to court in pajamas.
Correct. I mean, people seem to think that, okay, you're Tracy, I'm Brandy. There's work Tracy, there's family Tracy, there's friends Tracy. You still have your same core values. There's work Brandy, there's family Brandy, there's, you know, fun
Brandy. Yeah.
I don't know what the heck. But I'm still me. But we tend to kind of, some people have trouble learning that, you know, you need to set some boundaries for yourself. It's only okay to show this much of yourself in certain environments.
Because the reason why I asked you like that is because I hear people say, well, I just can't do that because that's just me. And I'm like, but you can't be me everywhere. Sometimes you have to be me somewhere else. So I just can't say what I want to say out loud everywhere all the time. It just doesn't work.
Well, I think words can hurt. And so if people don't know you and don't know how to interpret you, going around and just saying whatever you want could be hurtful. Plus, I mean, people hold positions of power, and people with positions of power sometimes have stronger voices. So we need to watch what we say.
But a lot of people don't know how to become themselves and adjust. And so their actual elevation of job promotion is limited.
Right.
And the reason why I brought this up during fear is because they have a fear that if I do this, I'm still not going to be me.
Right. I'm turning my back on myself.
Yeah,
I hear this. I could think of somebody who I don't want to share too much online about that. Just because I don't want to violate anybody.
But you can use me. I'm saying I look at this and I have to. I went to a women's seminar and the number is 347-945-5229. I want you to call in and join the conversation. I'm talking with Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling, and she is a clinical counselor, and they deal with all types of mental health. So you can find you hear the commercial. We want you to go and see them here locally. But if you're not local and you're across the country, go and find a counseling center to go and talk to.
Right. Every county has a community behavioral health center that can help you no matter where you're at.
And so the number is 347-945-5229. If you want to call in and join the conversation, please do so. I'm going to say, I was talking to some women. We had a women's clinic, and we were talking to women, and I was telling them, as a woman, I change for the environment that I'm in based on who's in the room. So if I'm in, if I'm political, if I'm in a room full of all men and the majority is, and I'm in a man's world, I have to adjust who I am without losing me so that I can network within that room.
Right. Like, you don't want to lose who you are. You said that. That's an important component. But we all have different images that we project from time to time. And part of that, I think, is learning to judge how people around you, the group that you're with, is going to perceive things, what's socially appropriate for that environment. I mean, and so we adapt ourselves. I don't know if we change necessarily who we are. We still hold the same values, the same morals, the same upbringing. That doesn't change, but what we choose to share about ourselves and the way we choose to act, that varies from situation to situation. So when you're with that group of business professionals, you're probably going to show your business side. You're going to talk about topics that are appropriate to that group. You're not going to share any, you know, funny jokes that have nothing to do with that. You know, you might be a funny person, but it's not appropriate for that situation. Now, when you're out with the girls at night having a glass of wine, you're probably, well, you might sit around talking about business stuff or politics or whatnot, but you still might put some jokes in there because that's appropriate for that.
And I said that because a lot of people hinder their advancement out of fear of losing themselves.
Right. If I succeed, I have to act like this.
Right. I don't, and so I'm not going to act white. Because that's not who I am. I'm going to keep my cultural identity.
What does that mean, act white?
Well,
I don't know. I'm assuming the listeners all know, but I mean, I get educated today.
Acting white is assimilating to a European culture.
Okay.
So I will not, I don't want to put on a suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk the King's English, nor do I want to learn it. I don't want to assimilate to the environment. Because
right.
I want to keep my Afrocentric attitude.
You want to hold on to your culture.
Right. So I have this conversation with people, and so I don't wear braids. And I'm not a braid person, but every now and then, you know, braids are cool because I don't have to do my hair.
Yeah.
And there are times that it's not appropriate for me to have braids in the political environment that
I'm in. See, that's something I wouldn't even know.
Because
I would not know that braids are not okay.
It's okay. They won't say anything.
But it's not as professional.
But it is a... Every time you go out, it's a job interview. And so you're always wanting to mirror where you're going and where you're headed.
I think we need to ask ourselves then for, you know, because people have a right to their culture and to their identity. But there's social norms and and kind of that we have to, we can choose to or not to adhere to. I can't go to a business meeting in my sweats and tennis shoes. I can, but
correct.
That might be weird.
And society is changing at large.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some things that have not changed yet.
No, and that's true. And, you know, if you don't want to be a business professional or a rock star or whatever it is because you don't want to give up your culture or who you are, and that's truly, genuinely the reason, then okay. But if you're not, if you're using that as an excuse because you're afraid of the success or what the new life will bring to you, then that's sad. That's not healthy.
But if you look at urban settings, I'm going to go there for a minute. The number is 347-945-5229. And if you look at urban settings, we have young men and women that are not paying attention to Jay-Z and to Sean John, how they will bust a sag in one area.
But they got their suits on.
But they have their suits on in another.
Right.
And so they feel as though they're not going to lose their, who they are. And not assimilate to the white man's world.
Yeah.
When you find that you won't advance unless you do.
And then, fair or unfair,
it is what it
it's going to limit people.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the same as somebody who immigrates from another country. You could choose to keep your culture, but it's going to limit you because the cultural norm, the social norm is what it is. And because it's the dominant voice, so it's here.
And I have a fear of losing my Afrocentric identity because I take off my garb, not realizing I am who I am no matter where
right.
I am.
Right, you are who you are, whether you're in a suit or you're,
have
I don't know,
right,
the, yeah.
Wherever I am, no matter if I have dreadlocks, I am who I am,
right.
Even though, and there is a time and there's a place for everything.
And there is, and I, you know, part of how much we share about ourselves has to do with how well we know the people that we're interacting with. So it's very likely that somebody who's been in a profession for years still might be in a business meeting, but able to share more of who they are because they know people. You know, we set boundaries.
And so when I talk about fear of success, we have fears culturally.
Okay, yeah.
We have fears gender-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We have fear by age.
Absolutely.
We have older people who don't feel as though they can actually engage into the younger society of social media.
Right, and we have some who are simply unwilling to do it. And that, I guess this all comes down to, if we're unwilling to grow and develop and to try new things, we're going to limit ourselves in life because the power, whatever the strongest force is, that's it. So whether if it's social media is here. If you don't want to learn how to use it, then that's going to impact you in some way.
Absolutely.
If you're in a world that uses social media. If you are, you know, wanting to maintain your Afrocentric culture and you're wanting to go into Wall Street, then and you don't let go of that, that may impact you. You know, so it's choice, and sometimes it's a hard choice to make, but and it's only a choice that each person can make for themselves. I can't, if somebody came into me for counseling with those issues, I would have to spend time with them understanding where they're coming from and understanding what they want in life and where those struggles are and guiding them to make the decision that they want. I cannot make that decision for anybody in their life. It would be wrong.
But the fear of my success or the fears that I have limit my success. I think that's a better phrase.
So the fear of letting go of one identity, the fear of letting go of culture limits growth.
A fear of even crossing over into the culture. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to continue this conversation because I was talking to someone on yesterday about what happens when I come from an all-white school, from an all-black school, and I go into an all-black situation or all-white situation as a teenager and how I have to readapt culturally yet still maintain who I am and the fears that are upon me because I'm afraid to go outside of my box based on social media, pop culture, and perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A line of severe storms battered the entire area yesterday, knocking down trees and damaging buildings. Meteorologists reported large hail and very high winds. Thousands of customers were left without electricity because of downed power lines. Much of the heaviest damage was reported in northern Trumbull County. The Ohio Attorney General's office says a long delay in the identification of James D'Onofrio's body was caused by the West Virginia State Medical Examiner's Office, which took a year to enter dental information into a national database. D'Onofrio, who was 64, owned Avalon Gardens Restaurant and Bar. And Democrats in the Ohio House are introducing a bill to expand the state's Medicaid program under the federal health care law after Republicans stripped the idea from the state budget. Governor John Kasich had included plans to extend the federal state program for the poor. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Yeah, I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta. At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation for downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home. Call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004 or earleyandsons.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. And in studio with me, I have Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling.
This time, it's
personal. I have Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling, and she's here in studio with me, and she comes in every second Thursday of the month. And today, we were talking about fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up an issue, and I think it has a lot to do with the mental health of people. And their fears limit their growth because they are afraid to go to another lunch table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to her, and I had a conversation earlier this week about what happens when you have when you go from an all black school to an Ohio university.
Mm-hmm.
When you go walk into a classroom that's totally culturally that different, and your prejudices from society take you into an area that you don't branch out,
mm-hmm,
to learn other cultures, and you have a fear,
mm-hmm,
because we have a fear to cross culturally.
Wait,
I'm afraid of white people.
Okay.
And white people are afraid of me.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. And so these fears that I have, and that I'm afraid to, and let me say it this way: we have a fear of people with success.
Mm-hmm.
People with money, and you go into a room full of people with money and you don't have any, you've got a fear.
You're intimidated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these fears, because I'm afraid to reach my hand out, smile, and say, hi, my name is so-and-so, my name is Tracy, limits my potential for growth.
Right, and you said, what do you do about that? That's something we were chatting about. And, you know, there's a couple of things. One is, if you don't take a small step, then you're just going to stay stuck where you are. The other is there evidence to confirm your assumptions? So I can't go sit at the lunch table with all of the white girls at my new school because they'll be mean to me.
Yeah.
Do you have evidence right there? Were those girls mean to you? Did they do something to you?
Nope.
Is there any evidence?
No, nope, not those girls.
Okay, not those girls. So trying to take past experiences and separating them from what's immediately in front of you is important.
How do I do that? How do I step out and say, you know what, I'm not going to sit with all the people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to mixers and go to events here, I notice that we all, and this is not a black or white thing,
this
is a people thing. I sit with the people that I know.
Right.
But to put me with people that I don't know is very, very scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, one, we do that because it's what we know. But, two, do you want to meet other people? Because if you want to meet other people,
I have to.
Right, then you need to challenge yourself to do it. If you don't put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, you won't change. It's the same. It goes all the way back to the people who hit rock bottom. People hit rock bottom, it feels like crap. So you change. If you're not uncomfortable, you're going to just stay the way you are. So if you don't sit at the table with the girls at lunch, you're never going to know.
So I have to overcome myself.
You have to overcome your own fears.
Because even, you know, going into a new job,
mm-hmm,
people are stuck in jobs that they hate.
Right.
But they refuse to go out and get another one.
Oh, fear of change is huge. People are fearful of the unknown.
I hate where
I
live.
So we stay where we're safe. Right. I'm just going to stay in this house anyway. I'm going to stay at this job anyway. Instead of taking a chance. And I'm not saying that people should just take, you know, wing it, but search out your options, you know, look at the opportunities that are ahead of you and make an educated decision about what you want.
That happens in relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women don't go out together because they're afraid for somebody to tell them no, or they're afraid they're not good enough.
Well, people don't want to be rejected, fear of rejection. Absolutely. But it's your own fear. I mean, again, there's no evidence. That person that you're going out with has never rejected you. They're asking you out. They've done just the opposite of rejection.
And my hurts and my pains and my past experiences keep on haunting me,
mm-hmm,
that limit me.
Right. But those experiences are the past, and they're there, and they're going to be a strong voice in your head, but you have to learn to turn them off and to set them aside so that you could experience new things. The more new experiences you have, the stronger those experiences will become, the stronger that voice will become in your head.
Is it the same process in relationships when I'm married and my husband does things that I don't like.
Well, yeah, I'm sure every married couple, their spouse does things they don't like because they're not, you know, a spitting image of, my husband isn't a spitting image of me, so we can't do everything exactly the same.
But
so
sometimes I don't say anything, and mm-hmm. I was reading a book not too long ago, and it says that women have this habit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying it when it happens.
Oh, yeah, hold that baby in,
hold
yeah.
Hold longer until, and then all of a sudden we blow like a top.
Oh, it's coming. You're holding it for the, instead of, because women struggle with being assertive.
Is that what it is?
Right. If it happened, now, we have to caution being nitpicky.
Okay,
too. I mean, like, we have to understand that people are different and decide how much different is okay. But really, not addressing something right there in the moment only makes it grow. You're just thinking about it. It's eating at you.
We do not say anything, and all of a sudden, something happens one day, or we have PMS one day,
mm-hmm.
and everything that happened in the last 5 years
mm-hmm.
shows up.
Right. And are we not saying anything because we're fearful? I don't know about that. I just think sometimes we women have trouble being assertive. That's where that sort of goes back to. You know, we teach it in counseling. I feel blank because blank. It's a basic assertiveness statement. I feel frustrated because you didn't put the dishes in the dishwasher.
We're going back to Dr. Chapman's love languages.
We're going right back to that. There we go. Exactly. But if we don't, but if you never say anything, then it's your fault that it keeps happening because people can't read our minds. They can't.
No matter what anyone says.
No matter how well you know somebody,
you cannot
read their mind. No.
Dr. Brandy, it's always a pleasure having you with us. And Turning Point Counseling is located on Belmont Avenue in Youngstown. They have mm-hmm. a location in Struthers.
We have one in Struthers and one all the way out in Sebring.
And one in Sebring.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a facility and a institution here in the Mahoning Valley that is a resource for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have money. You don't have
right.
to have, it's funded by the
Mahoning County Mental Health Board gives us funding for people who live within this county.
For
mm-hmm.
people that are indigent.
Right.
And you need to stop, say, you know what, everything is fine. And a lot of us have this everything is fine mentality. Everything is fine. So you ask them, how's everything? Everything is fine. And that's not always true. You know it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But you say everything is fine.
Right. And, you know, we all joke that when a woman says, it's fine, it's everything but.
That's true.
And it's true because just being fine doesn't imply that things are good.
That's true.
And so I think that most people would rather be content or happy than fine.
Yeah. And you want to have ease of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this for all of my Christian brothers and sisters that are out there. Listen to this. I know that God takes care of everything, but he has given us the opportunity to have counselors to go to talk. Because before you've had your religious intervention, you had things that went on in your life that still shaped you.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have had this great intervention with your faith, that doesn't mean you don't need to talk to people.
Right.
And get stuff off your chest so that you can change your paradigm. Local call, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tricia.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing all right. Good afternoon to your guest.
Hello.
I wanted to ask the doctor a question, if I could.
Go ahead.
I'm going to shift it up a gear, though, about gun control.
About gun control? Okay.
Right. Are you familiar with the NRA's argument that returning veterans, it'll be infringing upon their rights if they have to do a background check on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I came to you with PTS. And,
right. PTSD.
No, I'm right.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to get pass a background test.
Right.
I don't think that's a valid argument. I was wondering what your opinion was.
Well, I got to be careful about sharing my political opinions, but you're certainly correct in that a diagnosable mental health condition could impact your ability to own a gun. And I think that what I can do is educate people a little bit on the fact that you have a right to seek a second opinion on your mental health assessments, and you have a right over time to have your mental health assessment updated. So a diagnosis of PTSD doesn't have to remain for your entire life.
I don't think people know that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because, you know, when you tell me I'm nutty as a fruitcake, I don't realize I can go to another doctor and he can tell me, no, I'm not.
Right. We run into that with from time to time I'll get a call from somebody who can't get approved for insurance because of a diagnosis, and I'll encourage them to either go back to the doctor and ask for an update because things have changed and they've gotten better, or to get a second opinion.
I think if you have PTS, I don't want you to have a guy.
But see, not all diagnoses last forever. Am I correct?
Correct. I mean, a lot of returning veterans have PTSD, but they go through counseling, and they have some medication that helps them work through that. So most mental health conditions either become less severe over time, or you work through them and they go away. So it doesn't mean you have something forever.
I don't have a lifetime sentence just because I was diagnosed.
No, just like cancer could go into remission and
right,
it's gone. We seem to think, oh, you have a mental illness, now you're mentally ill forever. And that's not always true.
But now,
I'm not a doctor yet,
mm-hmm,
but I'm a student of psychology. That's why I said that.
Huh?
But I have cousins that went to NAM. Come on, they ain't right.
But now, they didn't go to a counselor and have them worked out either, did they?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times they went to NAM, or someone died early, or dad left early, or they were traumatized early, or they got their heart broken in school, or they
mm-hmm
got bullied in school, or things happened years ago, and they pushed past it, but they never dealt with it. And they need to go to a counselor to deal with it so that they could overcome it.
Right. Absolutely.
And you won't overcome it. And most things, and I can attest to this, most things that are traumatic in your life, you think that you've gotten over it and all you did was suppress it.
Absolutely. You have been listening, Tracy. You got this. Absolutely. We try to package it up and put it aside, but it's going to sneak out eventually again, whereas counseling can actually teach you skills to work through it.
And once you're over it, you can become over it, and then it's gone. You're okay. And
mm-hmm
PTSD, and we all have traumas.
Mm-hmm.
People die. People get divorced. People get hit. People get heartbroken. Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of us dealing with it, we just put it aside, push past it, and we keep on layering stuff. And then we blow like a top one day and just go off.
Right.
Can I ask one last question?
What? You can answer anything you want.
Okay. Have you ever heard of PTSD from
mm-hmm
being married?
Absolutely.
From being married?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, chronic trauma, little things that people do to you over and over and over again in whatever situation could cause you to have some trauma.
Okay. Because my marriage is so bad, I should be getting a check every month.
Oh, me and you both. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, the pain, I kid you not, I did not realize I had been hurt that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so because I had not realized I had been hurt that bad, I pushed past it, but I didn't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I just watch a TV show, or I don't listen to no talk shows like Dr. Fields about marriage. Oh, no. It'll set me off. Really?
Right.
You need to come see Dr. Brandy downtown.
Yeah, come on in. We'll work through this.
I'm serious. I would recommend anyone who's been through divorce, anyone who's
mm-hmm
been through single parent raising.
Oh, absolutely. You need
because,
to readjust.
And I'm talking about children who have been through divorce, not necessarily you personally. If you personally have gone through a divorce and you were hurt by the divorce, if you have any issues, if you are a philanderer and you can't deal with just one person at one time,
mm-hmm,
you need to go seek out some counseling, because usually there is a core issue that's causing the outlash. You're not just a dog. You became a dog in one way.
Mm-hmm.
Something caused you to not be able to connect with a person.
Right.
Yeah,
no, you're absolutely
listening,
right.
Dr. Brandy?
You're listening. And unhealthy relationships, there's a piece of that most often unhealthy relationships are emotionally and mentally abusive. Not that the person is an abuser, but because it's so unhealthy, it hurts us in that way. And that's
it was my fault. I married a double sister.
Well, but yeah, no, you need.
Why did you become a psychiatrist?
Why did I? Ooh, that goes back. When I was little, I always wanted to be a doctor of some sort. I wanted to help people. And then as I got older, I loved learning more about the way that people think. And why I always wanted to know why. Why do people do this? Why did they do it that way? Why do they feel that way? So my questions led me to my degree.
Wow. And she's really good.
I took it up because people come to me with their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I finish my degree and get my PhD, I can get $150 an hour to listen to
you. Well, that helps. That helps a little bit.
You make $150
an hour. No, I do not.
I'm in the wrong.
I do not make $150 an hour.
You're worth it. How's that?
Well, that's nice. I mean, it'd be nice, you know. If my boss wants to, I'm okay with it.
Okay, I got to go. I got to go. I got to let Dr. Brandy go. I got to go to the top of the hour break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you in a few minutes.
If I could find a place on the mountainside, surely I would.
The motion is agreed to.
The Senate's voting to proceed with debate on tougher gun laws. ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill.
More than a dozen Republicans joined Democrats in voting to move ahead with the gun violence debate, even though many said they would oppose any new gun control measures. But opponents have now invoked a rule requiring another 30 hours of delay before the Senate can do anything else. So any action on specific amendments cannot begin till next week.
And the first item on the agenda when that happens, expanding background checks. At least two people are dead after a charter bus carrying senior citizens to a casino flipped on a Texas highway near Dallas.
Suddenly, the left side of this bus has become the top of this bus, and that's where paramedics have been working. The firefighters crawling up through that, the open windows to get inside this bus. It landed on its right side, and so the passenger door was actually blocked. That may have complicated the rescue efforts as well.
ABC's Jim Ryan at the scene on Highway 161 in Irving, Texas. After a couple of increases, first-time jobless claims dropped last week.
Last week's jobless claims total was more than expected, but the latest number fell right back down to recent levels. At 346,000, new unemployment claims are below where they were for most of last year, suggesting fewer layoffs. But there's still concern that many employers aren't hiring more. Last Friday's monthly employment survey from the Labor Department was a surprise and a disappointment.
ABC's Richard Davies. A Florida couple will remain behind bars without bond on charges that they kidnapped their two young sons from the boys' grandparents who had legal custody and took them on a sailboat to Cuba. Joshua and Heron Haken have been told not to have any contact with the victims or witnesses. The Dow is up 80 points, NASDAQ ahead 7. This is ABC News.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare's Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Many women say finding a bra could hardly be described as an uplifting experience. Well, a new study says that item of lingerie may in fact be bringing you down. Here's ABC's Karen Chase.
Women may be better off without bras, according to a new study that suggests instead of offering protective support, they actually cause sagging. For years, lingerie makers have promised that bras would prevent a downward drift and even back pain. But a French scientist says denying gravity prevents the body from developing natural musculature to keep the tissue in place. At least one of his female subjects agrees, saying after 2 years of going braless, not only is everything still in place, she also breathes easier and carries herself better. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Tiger Woods has teed off at the Masters as the overwhelming favorite. He already won three times this year and has reclaimed the number one spot in the world rankings. Woods is playing in a group with Luke Donald and Scott Piercy, an overcast day at Augusta National. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin Restore.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. You can find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers by visiting your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. J.D. Power & Associates 2012 Kitchen Appliance Satisfaction Study.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at YoungstownSymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at YoungstownSymphony.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, it is 9 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a great day today. I want to thank Dr. Brandy for coming in and hanging out with me, as always, on the second Thursday of the month when we do health and wellness. And the reason why we do health and wellness is because it's important to our society at large. It's not here to make you do anything that you don't want to do, but you need to make choices that are healthy. And I know with myself, I've been trying to make healthy choices. I'm sitting here. I only do it because Doris is there, but I'm eating my lunch, and my lunch is carrots and celery. I had avocados earlier and apples and applesauce. And I am eating proteins, but I'm really trying to cut down on my carbs. I know that sugar is not my friend, and as much sugar as I love, and I do love sweets, I'm trying to be mindful of what I do. And so I've been doing Pilates with Doris for at least a couple months now, I would say. Wouldn't you say a couple months, Doris?
Say it's a couple of months.
A couple months?
Yeah.
I know since December. I've started coming every week almost, or at least trying to be there at least once a week.
Trying.
I haven't missed but maybe one or two weeks. Don't be tripping,
trying.
Boys. And
was
I've been doing
there
Pilates.
Was last week, John?
I was there this last week, but not this week.
She wasn't there this week.
Underneath.
Hit that button. Yeah.
It's on.
That was here last week.
But yeah, she was here last week. She ordered her course.
And didn't I ask you to fit me in this week? And you've been so busy that you would not treat me right.
You know, Tracy, we have a standard appointment.
It's on Tuesday.
Everything else comes after the fact.
I know, but I tried to get in.
Having this conversation on the radio.
And you wouldn't let me get in. And
ladies, I don't have my striped shirt on today, so
can we move on?
Listen,
I get to be. I'm trying to inflict pain on her like she does me back in the torture room. I go do Pilates
that
on the chair. She got me doing, trying to come up. She only lift 240 some pounds up out the air.
But if you were exercising correctly, those 240 would be 239, 238.
I'm at 245. I came down from 276.
200, 199.
It's coming.
Okay.
But when I just want to get to 199 and stay.
Okay.
If I can get to 199, John, that's all I need. 199. That's it. What?
We can give her $1.99 and she'll be okay.
And that's not bad either. But just 199. If I can get to 199 pounds, but I do feel better.
That's the most important thing.
I feel good in my clothes. I have no clothes to wear, but those that I do have that I recycle, I hope you guys like what you see me in because I'm running out.
Your clothes are getting too big?
Oh, you have it's really bad.
That's good.
It's
great.
It's a great problem, but I want you to know I look like I got other people's pants on. The little boy with his dad's suit, it's just that bad.
That's good.
You need to stop.
No, computer guy, this is not the best of show. This is Tracy and Friends. Tomorrow's a best of show. Tomorrow we will be doing a best of show, though. Tomorrow we're going to go see Dr. Miles Monroe, who's going to be here in town.
Okay.
And so Six, Jeff, and I will be going to see. And actually, if you're here in town, you're welcome to come down to Touch Heaven Ministries, too, and join us for that afternoon. But that's where we will be tomorrow afternoon. And Dr. Miles Monroe talks about leadership, talks about self-control, and it was a good thing. But right now I got to go back to Fit Family. So, Doris. Don't look at me like that.
How am
she
I looking at
me so
you?
Bad. You guys don't understand. It is a wonderful. I take friends out with me to Fit Family to tell them, and they say, "Wow, I can't believe you go and do that for an hour." But I'm enjoying Pilates. I am. It is a phenomenal on the reformers. Fit Family is one of the few gyms and few that have multiple reformers, and so she has classes that. And I think a lot of people don't like them, but I happen to like the classes.
Good.
Because it gives us people that we can wind together.
Who's a lot of people that don't like him? I've only heard positives.
Well, some people feel as though they don't get the personalized attention, but Doris tends to be, I don't know how many sets of eyes she tends to have.
That's not the comments that I hear coming from that room.
And what do you hear? You hear screaming and hollering and whining.
No.
I love the classes. I love the
I hear
classes.
A lot of laughter and movement.
We laugh.
You know, that's good.
We laugh.
You know
why I don't eat carrots on the air?
Because you chop.
Because people can hear me eating carrots. That's not good. So how am I supposed to eat my lunch when you can hear me eating my lunch?
When you go on your little breaks, when you have your little advertisements on, then you start chewing.
How important is it that you plan your meal?
It's very important, because if you weren't in planning, then what would you be eating right now?
A donut outside?
Yeah, because I saw.
And you see the donut?
There, I saw.
And you should have 4 to 5 a day.
Donuts?
Meals. M-E-A-L-S.
You're talking about donuts, right? You said I should have 4 to 5.
It's almost like Mickey Mouse. You know, my famous Mouse Couture died last week, or was that this week?
Annette Filicella?
Yep.
That was earlier this week.
This week, right, yeah.
Was it last?
It was a few days ago, whatever it was, yeah.
She died on the same day as the Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody, I didn't know people hated her so much.
It was a love-hate relationship, but she was good.
It was more of a hate. It was more of a hatred from everything that I saw on TV.
It depends on what side of the fence you're on. She made things happen. I mean,
well, her and Reagan were very close friends.
You know, I have found that with anything, it's not about liking a person, but you have to respect what they did.
Well, the things that she did, those, what I heard is that they're still in trouble from that, and they've lost a lot of industry and a lot of jobs because of the things she did.
No.
Back to fitness.
Back to fitness? Are we off subject?
Are we
off subject?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, then. Let me take 919 and see if they're going to put us back on topic. Hi, 919. How are you?
Hi, Tracy.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. I was trying to listen to the show so I can hear your topic, and I was trying to follow it. So I kind of missed the topic a little, but it sounds as if it's something I need to be a part of, being that I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio.
Who is this?
This is Constancia Stewart.
Hey, Constancia Stewart. We're talking about fitness.
Fitness? Ah, well.
Fitness and health and wellness. And then John just going over to we just said the lady died.
Are you by any chance related to the past Lemuel Stewart?
No, I'm not. That's by marriage. And I went ahead and kept the name because my career had started and that name was with me. I figured with having a son and a daughter, you got to keep it moving. So I'm not.
But she likes me.
You
we
got
just
it.
Borrowed, kept a name. The best thing I got out of the whole marriage was the name.
That's about right. You know, we'll have to talk about that one day in Tyler Perry's latest movie. I'll have to put some bugs in your ear about that. But that's
please
another
do.
Conversation.
We're talking about health and wellness. And Doris and John from Fit Family over in Austintown, they come in every second Thursday of the month. And we talk about, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get down to 199 pounds. I've got about 46 more pounds to go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to connect you with a real good friend of mine that has a wonderful program for the skinny body, if that's what you're desiring to have.
No, my skinny body is happening from carrots, celery, and mind change. I mean, because what happens is, and what I have found with my own personal, I've done the gimmicks, and the gimmicks do work until I stop the gimmick and go back to eat. I know sugar is not my friend.
I
know that. I know that bread, as much as I love Italian bread with butter, I know bread and butter, they're not good for me. I know that when I exercise, even if I don't do anything but walk my dog, if I don't do anything but I do some push-ups on the wall, I go to Pilates every week, I get trained by Doris, I know that if I do those things just in moderation, I see the pounds actually come off.
And I have to agree. You're right. Now, I do a little bit of Zumba myself, and I enjoy that, and I find that that helps me a great deal. For one thing I notice it's been doing is helping my vision. Now, we'll have to even have that conversation maybe and talk about vision, because that's important with the exercising and the eating. And you're talking about the carrots. All those are kind of integrated together that makes a positive impact on a person where we are right now in life, because I think it has a lot to do with where we are with age. And that has something to do with the weight. We're not able to just get rid of it as easy. No matter how much we exercise, no matter how good and how well we eat, it's going to take a combination of different things to try. And then when you find that perfect fit, then we are supposed to share it. So when you find the answer, hey, shoot me an email. Let me know.
I will do that. But I tell you what I have found out, and I find it to be true.
What's that?
I am 48. I'll be 49 at the end of this year.
Okay, good to you.
And I have everyone that I have talked to, and I want Doris to chime in on this, but everyone that I've talked to, they've told me whatever you do, you need to do it before 50.
Yeah.
They tell me because I should have done it before 30. I should have done it before 40.
It's never too late.
They tell me when especially women. They tell me when women get to 50, your metabolism drops so rapidly.
Menopause steps in and...
You're talking about physical things primarily?
We're talking about just weight loss and, you know...
So physical.
Physical.
Yeah. Okay.
Mentally, we're stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say some of us are.
Absolutely. Mentally, we are stronger than ever. We might forget a couple things every now and then, but we are tough.
This is true.
Men will never catch up with us when we hit 50 and running on beyond.
And then beyond that, though.
But physically, we need to make sure that we keep it together.
This is true.
Would you say that, Doris?
I would agree 100%.
You guys will never catch up.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, well.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. And I brought that up, and I'm glad she brought this up because metabolism does make a difference. And I've been doing honey and cinnamon in hot water, not as a diet, but in the morning and at night. And I found that it does give me a source of energy.
Yeah, because it's the sugar in the honey.
Honey is an energy.
A lot of runners when they are, I didn't mean to cut in with you, but a lot of runners when they are running,
she does that all the time.
That's why you've been married so long.
A little pack of of honey and because they can't always get water and other things in order to spike up their energy, they'll take a little swig of that and it actually gives you energy to finish your marathon. So
I did not realize that. I heard and that cinnamon. I'm just really amazed by the metabolism It's a teaspoon of cinnamon and 2 teaspoons of honey in a cup of water, and you only drink a half a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink a half a cup at night, so it's a cup a day. And what it does.
Well, sometimes they even recommend, what is it, Kaye? I've seen where a teaspoon of Kaye in.
What's Kaye?
It's a hot pepper.
Oh, a cayenne pepper.
Yeah. That will help to speed up your metabolism also.
Yeah, because she'll be like burnouts in the inside.
Well, cayenne pepper is good for your for your sinuses.
Yeah,
it's good for your sinuses. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I'm just learning that what we ingest and how we ingest it and what we're doing, along with exercise. You need to exercise because you want to keep your heart rate up.
Exactly.
And you feel better. You really feel better. You get the first couple of days you hurt, but when you go and you put some type of and right now it's getting warm outside. When you do some type of physical fitness, it gives you a true
high.
Boost.
Yeah.
Well,
high.
Yeah. Well, exercising enables your entire body to improve. For instance, I'm at my age. If I don't exercise, after a while, when I've been down to tie my shoes, I have to lean over sideways, rather.
You're sideways, bending over. Okay, John, go ahead.
Yeah. But then if I exercise, I can just, bend right over my knee and tie my shoe.
What about men? Because a lot of men are not big. Women, we gain weight in our hips and our... But men, you guys get this belly thing going on.
Yeah, most men do get pot bellies after...
And they say that having that pot belly is really, really severe on men.
It is.
Exercising it off. Because, I see this PX920 or PX90. PX90. Most folks are not going to look like those kids do. I don't care what you do.
Well, there's older people doing that.
That doesn't mean they're going to look like those kids that program.
Some of them do.
He ain't looking like that. I ain't seen a man over 30 look like that.
Not ripped like, someone painted the muscles on him, but they can have a flat stomach and look, fairly decent.
At 50?
they do have clients that do P90X.
50?
Yes. And I'm 69. When was it I did that program? Ask Doris.
1945.
See, I left myself open for that one. But when I did that a couple years ago, I was flat.
My stomach was flat. I got a tout. I have an uncle. His name is Milton Anderson. He's from Youngstown.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, but he turned 70 earlier this month.
Milton did?
Milton. Oh, and his goal was to do a push-up for every year. And he did 70 push-ups.
That's the Milton used to work at
General Motors, yeah.
Oh, I know him. I went to school with him.
And he did a push-up for every year. And he made it.
That's impressive.
He made a decision in his mind that he wanted to start doing, preparing for it. And at 70 years old, you don't think about preparing for your physical fitness.
Right.
So he had to go through a whole lot of training to be able to do 70 push-ups straight through.
Let me just interject. You guys are all giving all your accolades to Ohio. And, you know, I'm here in North Carolina by way of Ohio, but I have an inspiration of a 92-year-old who's going strong. And I can send it to you, which I'd like for you to have this, since you're talking about age, and nothing away from the 79-year-old person you was talking, but this guy's name is Nathaniel Hines. And actually, he was a government. His background was in government, and that's what I do for my business. And he works still in my office. They did a very nice article on him in the paper here in North Carolina on the News and Observer, and it talked about how Mr. Hines is working out, and he works on his treadmill, and he bicycle rides. I mean, you should see him. He pulls up at work. He's in his little two-seater Ferrari. I can't believe it. But he comes to work a couple of days a week, and he does some filing for me. I'm still a little old school, so I still keep those old files handy. And he helps me out, and he is going very strong in his exercise program. But we're talking about health from what we eat, but we got to think about nutrition. No one's mentioning that.
Hey, cousin, that ain't this segment. Constancia, we're doing exercise this segment. We do nutrition and stuff next segment. I got a plan here. I got 3 hours.
Well, I got three hours.
I gotta keep on target. I can't be bouncing all over the place, going other places, because I only have them for another 35 minutes, and then
I
we go to
you.
Dr. Well, Mason. Dr. Mason will be in here in a minute. We'll be talking about chiropractic and complete total health and wellness.
Okay, we're going to have to do that because I got some stress going on here, and I want to share something with you. I got a nutrition program I work with, and I don't want to be over the place.
No, because that's not what we I can't do that like that.
Oh, we can't do that right now?
No, you got to call me and tell me about your nutrition program, because if it doesn't align up with my day, then I can't just interject it. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I got you. We'll definitely want to do that, Tracy. It's going to be important that I do that with you.
Please.
Yes.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
On your show? Great, great. I mean, I was going to say something similar that, you know, you can try and boost your metabolism and all that, but some stuff is just common sense that you have to do. Like, people eat, you know, how carbohydrates are, they're meant to give you energy. But then people will wait to the, you know, it'll be late at night, and they'll eat a half plate of mashed potatoes. And it's, so what do you think your body's going to do with it? It's just, it can't use it because you're about to go to sleep. And so it just stores it. And so you just get, you know, you just gain more weight. There's certain things that just, you know, people that if you think about it, it will increase your metabolism. A lot of people don't eat breakfast. But when you wake up, that's when your body needs the most fuel for energy. So, you know, you should eat like a king or a queen early in the day and you know, and cut it back, and especially the carbohydrates later in the day. You know, things like that can really boost your metabolism when, you know, if you just pay attention to what makes sense, you know. I just want to say that real quick, you know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Let me ask you this. Even with working out, is it better, does time of day make a difference when I work out?
Well, you know what, that's a good question, because a lot of times people ask that question, should they work out in the morning or at night? The whole thing is, do it when you can do it. It's actually, for some people, it's better to do it in the morning, and for others, it's good to do it at night. At night, if I did it, it would give me too much energy, and I'd stay awake and wouldn't be able to sleep. I'm lying, because I'll sleep through anything. But for some people, if they did a workout at night, it would make them have more energy, and they wouldn't be able to sleep that night. So you have to do it on the best time for you. I like to do it in the morning, get it done. That way nothing else comes into play.
Well, I would also think that it would depend on the type of exercise you're doing. If you're doing exercises that are going to give you energy, well, then, yeah, probably at night is not a good time. But if you're going to do things that are kind of exhaustive, like more aerobics, and you get tired, that may be a necessary item for you to do when so that you sleep well, you know. And it may be better for you to work out at night.
Now, I have a problem at night. Now, I do mine at 6, which is pretty good, which boosts me until about 11. But if I were to, like, go down on a treadmill at 10 o'clock while I'm watching Scandal on Thursday night, I'd be messed up because my heart rate would be running and I'd start, you know, my mind would get going and it would just mess me up.
Well, that's why I always talk to people about wearing a heart monitor and know what zone they're in so that they exercise in a specific zone. And they know how to recover.
hey Tracy,
your heart rate should be anywhere from 60 to 80%. If it's at 60, that's really low. But you know, I mean, if your doctor says that's where you should be, then that's where you should be. But you want to be in a good range too, so that's very important.
Yeah, and you want to know how to get your heart rate down when you finish.
Can I ask something about that, Tracy?
Well, yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I about the whole heart rate thing, because how important is that, I mean, when it comes to fat loss and everything? Because I personally don't pay attention to it. I mean, I guess I have a very low resting heart rate. Like, normally my heart rate is about, it's a little over 40 beats a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I work, like, the way I work out, though, I do resistance, like weights, and then, you know, I do aerobic. I'll run 2 or 3 miles or whatever, maybe, you know, a lot of times right afterwards. But if I do like heavy legs and things, I won't run afterwards. But, you know, but I don't pay attention to what my heart rate is, but I know that my resting heart rate is like a little over 40 beats a minute, and sometimes I've looked at these things, and it'll say, oh, my heart rate isn't high enough, but, you know, and I'm really going, though, but I'm thinking, like, well, maybe, because I've trained myself to breathe a certain way so I can do work more efficiently, and so I'm wondering, well, do I need to work harder, or, what, or does it really matter, you know?
Well, first of all, how did you determine your resting heart rate?
Well, anytime, I mean, that's just what it is. Anytime I go to the doctor or anything, and they're always like, wow, why is it so low?
Well, the correct way to determine your resting heart rate is the first thing in the morning, and you need to do it successfully 3 times in a day, three times in a row, rather.
Okay.
So that's how you'll find the most accurate resting heart rate.
Hey, Dawn, do me a favor. Why don't you go through the process of finding out my resting heart rate so those of us that don't know and understand it, I don't know how to do that. Well, so what do I do? Because usually when you look at your heart rate, you don't get it unless you're in the hospital.
Right.
Outside of that, going at home, we don't know what that means.
Well, you need to have a reliable heart monitor for sure.
How do I do it? Do I have to buy one, or do I have to watch?
You can buy one at a drugstore, and you need to pay a decent price for one, not $5, you know. But a decent price, an average price.
Wait a minute, don't they have an app for that?
They do.
They do.
Yeah, you can check your pulse on your phone.
If you have
a smartphone.
Yeah, if you have a smartphone, you can do it too. But
can I use that, or do I have to go really get a heart rate monitor?
You can use your own finger if you wanted to check your heart rate.
Yeah.
You can do the calculation.
I ain't trying to spend no money, John, to find out how my heart's beating. My heart's beating if I can go buy a space for that.
I'm telling you
my blood pressure's going to go up.
I'm going to tell you the most accurate way. You can do it with your finger. You can do it manually.
Can I do it myself?
You can do it with your cell phone.
Or do I need someone else to do it for me?
No, you can do it. You can do it yourself.
Okay.
Whatever method you utilize to find it out, you need to do it 3 days in succession. So you get an average, and then that's the most real.
3 days, not three. When you say 3 times, not 3 times in one rest, but 3 days in a row.
Three days in a row, and you need to do it when you wake up. The first thing when you wake up.
Before your feet hit the
floor. Before your feet hit the floor.
Because, you know, I was going to say, do I go to the bathroom
No, because your heart rate is up at that point. And, you know, that is the hardest thing to do, you know, to check your heart rate. And in order to get a good resting heart rate, you want to get a good night's sleep, and then don't wake up to an alarm clock. I mean, there's a lot of things.
For 3 days straight?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the best resting heart rate.
That's the most reliable way to do it. Now, let's get to the
Gentleman
talking about. Well, that is.
That can't be the nuts, because there's no way that I'm going to wake up 3 days in a row
it's
without
hard.
An alarm
it's
clock.
It's very hard.
Not go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And
you have to set it as a priority, and you have to do it.
Listen, John, who has 3 days in a row that they can be just that?
Lay there and not. Yeah.
Come
it's
on, John.
Tough. It's very hard.
I did it.
Because you, John Bullitt, you know, you the boss.
Oh, no. You can do it.
Okay.
You have to set it as a priority. You know, your health has to be a number one investment for you.
I'll take off those 3 days. All right, go ahead.
No. You write a note to yourself and you do it, you know. Now, getting to the zone explanation, you have five different zones that you can participate in as far as your heart rate is concerned, and you need to know what those are. As far as burning fat, you need to be anywhere between.
No, you haven't taught me how to take my resting heart rate yet, John. You didn't tell me what am I supposed to do? You got to tell me that, because I'm clueless. I don't have a clue. Do I touch my head, my heart?
Okay, your resting heart, if you have
what do I do? Put my arm up in the air? What?
If you have a heart monitor, you just put the band on your arm
No, let's go to the ghetto.
Machine
to tell you. Oh, my God, his finger.
If you're in the ghetto, okay.
You take your index finger, run it down your thumb.
Until you find your pulse.
Yeah.
Index finger, run it down my thumb.
And you find, not that far. Mm. Just to the wrist. This should be possibly right around the wrist area.
Mm-hmm.
So just go, take your finger, run it down to your wrist.
This
right
is really the ghetto here, boy, I tell you.
And then if you...
Rachel.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah.
Just listen to your heart rate.
If I could learn how to do that on an individual that's moving around and don't want to be still, you can do it on yourself. You can do it on yourself. It's pretty simple.
Oh, you can do it on your throat, too. You can put it up by your throat.
She'll knock herself out. I'm not even sure.
And strangle myself. Okay, so you take your thumb... Take your index finger.
One index finger.
And you move it down to the right where your wrist is.
Yes. So
and then what?
The tip of it. So you should feel do you feel your heart beating? You don't have to hear it, Tracy. This is going to be a whole 10-hour session here.
I'm moving
right along.
I think that's really one of the hardest places. Really, if you put it under your throat, just in front of your ear, and you have to feel around until you feel...
The best thing to do is just, I mean, because it's going to be hard for her to do it. I mean, as a woman, I know it's hard for me to actually do that. And I tried to do it 3 days in a row, and it was very, very difficult because when I get up in the morning, I don't have time to lay there. My heart rate goes up because I know I got to go to the bathroom. So my heart rate is already up. So the best thing for me is to have a heart rate monitor on, look at my heart rate monitor, and get up and go to the bathroom because that is hard to do.
Because you got to lay there for a minute, don't you?
Yeah, you got to at least 10 seconds,
yeah.
And then you can multiply it. But it's just...
I found my heart rate, guys. I found my heart rate.
She's alive.
I'm alive. My heart's beating.
Actually, 15 seconds multiplied times 4.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You can do it that way also.
So either
on your neck or either on your wrist.
I found my heart rate in my wrist. Why is my doctor touched down here? They're not right here.
He's actually still in that area.
Okay.
You're going a little further down, but he does the same exact thing.
Okay.
He does.
I found it. Woohoo!
You're alive.
I'm alive.
It's alive.
So. Your maximum heart rate is 220, and that would be like for a 20-year-old, 19-year-old, they would have
220?
That. 220? Yes. So you never, ever, ever, ever want to be at that height, at that level.
That's 100%.
That's 100%.
So now when I'm exercising.
What you need to do is take your weight. Is it your weight or
No.
It's your age. I'm sorry.
You take 220
minus
your
age.
Yes.
220 minus my age.
And then you multiply that
minus
times.
10.
You can multiply that times 60%, 70%, 80%, and that'll tell you which zones you're in.
So in another thing, if you want to factor in your resting heart rate, you would take 220 minus your age and then times resting heart rate. And then you want to factor back in your the whole thing, the very beginning, the maximum heart rate, not the 220, but the number you came up with first.
That's a more complicated way of doing it. But if you just do it, the simplest way to do it is just to monitor your age.
Just go pay $39 for a watch.
Well, that's
the simplest
way. Yeah. Well, all watches aren't going to tell you what zone you're in, so you still have to utilize the percentage.
So when you look at the zones, because you brought the zone issue up. Zone means the type of day that I'm having or type of area.
No, zone means the type of activity that you're doing and how hard you're exercising yourself. So if you're in the 80 to 90% area,
mm-hmm.
you're doing more aerobics, you're exercising yourself harder, you're in more of a fat-burning area. So if you go and exercise and you stay in the 60% area all the time, you're not going to burn fat.
So, like when I go, when I'm exercising, I'm on the treadmill. I get up to about 110.
That's, I mean, based upon your age, I mean that's probably working on the lower end of it. You should probably be a little bit higher up.
Me?
Yeah.
You should probably be like around 130.
Oh man, that's too much. Go ahead, Alex.
Whoa. Are you sure? Are you sure? You know, Tracy's kind of up there.
Yes,
yeah,
she is.
Wait a minute.
Am I sure? I'm sure without doing all the calculations.
Hold on. You heard what he said. I'm kind of up there. Where?
Speaking age and
don't get upset, Trace.
and
you're
going
back that down to about 110.
I know where he was going with that.
I don't have taste as abuse. all y'all older than me, quit tripping. and I'm going to talk about the only reason why, and Alex, he's just as old as me. The problem is, well, let me quit lying.
Tracy, I'm 69. My 100% area is around 165. So when I exercise, I try to stay between 130 and 135.
Alex, where's yours?
You know, I think my heart rate never goes, even when I'm exercising, much above maybe 70 or 80 beats a minute.
Are you on medication?
No.
I mean, well, you know what that means. You know what that means then, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, what that means is that you're in pretty good shape, and you need to push yourself a little bit more. But you definitely need to know what your zones are.
I can be on the treadmill running like 10 miles an hour, and you know, and people in the gym be looking at me like I'm crazy. But and my heart rate still won't go above maybe 80 beats per minute.
You probably should not let anyone know that, because if anything happens to you, they're going to take your heart, because you have a real heart.
Yeah, that's not normal.
You have a really good heart.
Are you sure you're not a bionic person? I'm just kidding, sir.
what's crazy, guys, is when I was in the Marine Corps, there was guys that I knew that would, you know, they'd run the 5 mile, not 5 mile, but 3 mile. They run in about 16 minutes, walk around for a couple of seconds, and go get them a smoker. And I hate them. I hated those guys. And it just seemed like, I mean, you know, they're running in 15 minutes, and I'm back there around 2021, about to cough up a lung. I guess some people's bodies are like.
And everybody's body's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's body's different.
Yeah.
Their hearts, because, I mean,
yeah.
Alex is in good shape.
Yeah.
Some people have to work harder to get in good shape, and some people don't have to work as hard. So it's you're right, exactly.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Hey, South Carolina, I'm going to leave the phone lines on so you can go for it. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I knew guys like that, man. when I was in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them, they wouldn't even be breaking a sweat or anything. And I mean, they used to get me upset, man. I'm like, how in the world? And you coming across the line. So I'm like, this is crazy. So, but that's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Some things. I can run really well, but like when it just depends on the type of exercise. But then like when it comes to basketball, oh my god, because you know it's like a whole bunch of sprinting, stop and go. That wears me out like nothing else. Like I'm huffing and puffing. I feel like I'm about to die after like 15 minutes of playing basketball because you know it's just a different type of exercise. You know it's not steady, you know, like a steady pace. You can't get like a good pace like when you're running, you know. I can get a good pace, get in the zone, get my breathing right, and you know, once I get my breathing right and get in a good stride, I can, you know, I can go, you know. But when it comes to basketball, like things that where you got to like stop and go and sprint and keep doing that, man, I mean,
oh yeah,
that's what kills me right there, you know. So
yeah.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, body is built different, you know. Then I watch guys who I think I'm in much better shape than them, and they just run circles around me on the basketball court because they, you know, they're more conditioned for, you know, that stop and go type of workout, you know.
Now tell you, the guys that could run the 5 minute mile and 5:20 and stuff like that in 3 miles.
Uh-huh.
When we used to put those packs on, you know, put those 75-pound packs on and get a weapon, man, those guys would fall back to the back of the pack on one arm, right? Here I am, you know, in a, you know, 33-inch waist. Hey, I'm built for that. I can do that all day, you know.
Yeah.
At about 10 miles, they're just shot. So, but the crazy thing is when people try and make everybody want to fit in the same mold, and not everybody can do that.
Yeah. That's why I think a lot of these metrics, you know, aren't. You know, they you can't just extrapolate them to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we had a female that couldn't do. But if you put her down and let her do a sit up, she could do sit ups mm-hmm. all day.
Oh yeah.
So we'd be like, wow, man, that's. I remember she did 300 sit-ups in one sitting. I just kind of looked there and just held my stomach, because I knew if I tried it, no, I'd be cramping like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's... You never know, man. So how's everything in South Kakilaki?
Well,
right now.
You must be referring to North Kakilaki.
Okay, who's this?
I am in North Carolina.
Oh, you just came on the line. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. How are you?
We're doing fine. We were just talking away. Didn't realize somebody was eavesdropping on us.
Oh, you call it eavesdropping. I thought it was going to be part of the conversation, talking exercise and nutrition, and I was given the wrong topic. I was trying to get an opportunity to speak with Tracy on a nutrition program that I have at the MEP program in Columbus, Ohio. So I was given the wrong information.
No, you're good. They're on break right now.
Oh, they
will be back in, yeah, we'll break, we'll back in, just probably coming back out of break now.
Well, I was just trying to reach her to discuss a program that I have with the Military Interest Processing Command Station.
Oh,
and there's
okay,
a program in Columbus, Ohio. You're military, you're Marine, so you know what I'm referring to, correct?
Yeah. Where in North Carolina, you're in the June?
No, I'm not. I'm actually about 45 minutes away from Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm out of Cary, North Carolina.
Cary, I know where Cary is.
Okay.
I know exactly where
it
is,
yeah. Yeah, about 15 minutes outside of a bedroom community outside. I used to say little, but we're growing, and a lot of good things happening. But I wanted to speak with Tracy on a topic, and I had my office say, hey, whenever you hear her radio show, she's a fantastic person. If she ever talks about nutrition or anything, let me know. So when I got the note, I didn't get a chance to hear the opening. I just kind of got in on, and I know that the gentleman that works in my office there, he comes in, believe it or not, he looks like he's about 60. It wasn't really the topic that she was doing today, but I kind of wanted to put that out there because it really
appealed.
Yeah, but I really wanted to talk to her about nutrition and some other things. So we're going to have to call her at another time, but you guys
keep going. Hold on, don't go anywhere.
Okay, I'll hang in here.
Yeah.
Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And this is the second Tuesday, and we do health and wellness. And that really is a nice groove.
It
really is.
I like it. Yeah,
that's good. We do health and wellness on second Thursdays of every month because it is something that sometimes we overlook. And we don't understand how we're killing America. And we're killing ourselves by not paying attention to what we eat, how we exercise, our mental health. And as I said about Dr. Brandy when she was earlier, you'd be surprised how things shape you that you don't pay attention to that causes you for you to retain weight, not take care of yourself, and not eat right. Mark your calendar for tomorrow. No, Saturday. Martin Luther King and A. Philip Randolph. They're going to have a luncheon at the McGuffey Center here in the Youngstown area, and Mike Scarver from the USW Political Action Committee is coordinator. He's going to be the keynote speaker, and it's $30 per person, and they'd like for you to come out. And if you would like to buy tickets, you can do that by calling 330-743-9005. And it's the A. Philip Randolph Institute, the Youngstown chapter, and they are presenting their annual salute to Martin Luther King and A. Philip Randolph, and it's going to be on this upcoming Saturday. It's a luncheon. It's at 2 o'clock at the McGuffey Center. Dolls, Antiques and All, we want you to go out and see them. So you go see Barbie Doll. She is located on the corner of South Avenue and Western Reserve. Tell her that Tracy and Friends sent you there. Just tell her Tracy told you to come out there and look. It's antique furniture. It's used furniture. They buy and sell, so go out and say hi to them. Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family are in here in studio. And Doris is my friend, I think. How do you like that one, John? Listen, she's...
That's all I have to say.
John. I have been going to Pilates. I've been going to Fit Family, and I've actually been utilizing the gym and showing up. And I have to say,
utilizing the gym and showing up?
Yeah, because, sometimes you go into the gym, but you just pass by and honk. BB, keep on going. You have to understand, some of us have memberships.
Well, you know,
We haven't had
to just pay for the membership.
Well,
it's
is,
like a contribution to the cost.
That's true.
That is true.
It's one thing to be a part of the gym, another thing to utilize the gym that you're a part of. And I want to encourage people to go out to Fit Family and to be a part of the family out there, because what it is, it's a family. I found that I ran into some of the women and men who actually go to that gym. When we see each other, we encourage one another to get back out there and come back to the gym and work out. And it's a wonderful gym, and I love the Pilates groups. The instructor is Miss Doris. She has another young lady who came in there and helped me out the other day.
Lori? Yes.
And we have a class. I love my class. We have a wonderful class, a great group that gets together and works out. And it's just a wonderful time to take some time out for yourself and to get physically fit at the same time.
Thank you, Tracy.
The instructor, on the other hand, and Alex, if you came home, when you come home to visit, I'm going to take you out there.
Sounds good.
They have it's a full service gym. Yes, South Carolina.
Okay.
While we were on break, a young lady came on the line, and
yes.
She said she's been trying to get in contact with you for some time now. She's from North Carolina.
She needs to call me. I know, but she called me on my cell phone. You want the number?
Yes.
No, she's on now.
I know, but she wants to call me because she wants to do something else, and I need to talk to her before she does it, because she could plug a product or something.
Yeah.
My cell phone number is 330-720-0000.
330-7. Now, you know I slowed up down a little bit down here in North Carolina, so can you just repeat that?
720-720-0000.
330-720-0000.
And just call me anytime outside of 12 and 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock and beyond.
Okay.
I turn off the phone at 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm going to need to speak with you real soon. I want to congratulate you, too, on all the things I've read and what you're doing and everything in Columbus. Everything. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, with a contract, and I definitely want to talk to you about something.
Please.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing some great things. I am just happy for you, what you're doing, and
thank
you. Is out there. And this nutrition program, you're right, it's great to hear. I know now the second Thursday is probably where I need to jump in on you on every.
No, you need to call
month.
Me first. No, you need to call me first. This day is already taken away. Listen, Dr. Brandy, Fit Family, Turning Point Counseling, Fit Family,
okay.
Mason Wellness. We got to find another day. This day is booked.
Well, whatever day you give me, I would just
call me.
To talk to you. But I'm going to call you on that cell phone about
call me on
matter.
My cell phone.
And I think it'll be great for the entire community. In the meantime, guys, keep doing what you're doing. Watch what
thank
you're
you,
doing
ma'am.
Your body. Take care. It's good hearing from you, talking with you all for
you're
a few
welcome.
Minutes. Take care. Bye-bye.
I appreciate us talking about the heart rate. I'm glad that I think Alex brought that up, didn't he?
Yes.
Because I don't think any of us really pay attention to it.
It's extremely important for you and your routine and your setting your goals and progression toward your goals. It's extremely important to know that.
A friend of mine passed away recently, and she died of a mass heart attack. She was 49 years old.
That's another reason it's extremely important.
That's what brought this to mind. I don't know how me not paying attention to my heart rate relates to me having heart problems. How do I know? I mean, does it help me? Does it hurt me? What does my heart rate and my heart problems have to do with one another, or my blood pressure? Does it all work together? How does that
work? It all works hand in hand, but go ahead.
It all works together, but here's the important thing. If you know what your zones are, well, then you know what your limitations are, and you know how to work towards your goal. It gives you a better...
But, John, limitations. Folks dropping dead from heart attacks in their sleep.
Yeah.
What limitation
and
is
then
it?
You could be a runner and run 50 miles a week, and
not
one day you run
heart.
and kill over from a heart attack.
How does
so,
that happen?
That's a good question.
Well,
and,
I don't think anybody really knows that until they examine a specific person. But if you're working out of your zone all the time, you're going to damage your heart.
But how do I mean? So me knowing my zone is crucial to my health and wellness, would you say? So that I know, because see,
in reference to physical activity and pushing your body to the point where you're going to improve, change your body makeup.
But even if I'm not just everyday work, if I don't, because a lot of people, we don't pay attention to our heart, period.
Right.
We, as long as we wake up, we get up.
Unless we're hypochondriac.
Yes.
At that point.
We do not pay attention to the beating of our heart. We don't pay attention to, as a matter of fact,
we don't pay attention to our bodies at all. Yeah.
Everyday work is not as relative, though, as when you're doing some type of exercise activity.
But even without exercise, when we actually are just going through our daily process, our heart is beating and it's going inside up. It's going up and down. It's fluctuating in beats per minute.
And we just take for granted it's going to continue
to beat.
We're going to continue to breathe.
And I don't think we're paying attention, especially those of us, because a lot of us have heart disease and we have things that are wrong with us that we don't pay attention to. We run out of breath and we don't know why, and we're not overweight.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't, and most people don't understand. And if it's not stressed, which I teach the bike classes primarily, so I stress it all the time. If it's not stressed, people don't even get involved with that if they're exercising.
What do you mean stress?
I stress it in my education of how they should obtain their goals as far as personal training. This is a part of your personal goal. You need to know what your zones are and your heart rate is.
And that will help me with my day-to-day. Because I'm just saying just general practices, just general purposes, understanding that the beating of your heart and knowing when you're, because sometimes people, if your heart rate goes up too high,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting here just having a conversation, and it's not normal, is that abnormal?
Yeah.
So do I pay attention to it? Because my heart doesn't hurt, but but I can feel my heart beat out my chest.
But is it stress related, or are you having a what's the word I'm looking for? You're having like an anxiety attack. I mean, it could be a couple of things going on there.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever it is, though, you should pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And if it occurs over and over, you definitely should see a physician.
I mean, most people don't know what their resting heart rate is. I mean, they just take for granted that their heart rate is here and that's where it's at.
As long as it's beating, we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's beating and as long as it's not hurting, we don't pay attention
to
it.
But you should know where your resting heart rate is. And to have a nice low resting heart rate is very good when it gets up a little higher. I mean, there's no specific area. I mean, if you're in the hundreds, that's your heart rate, your resting heart rate. But that's very high. But you should know where you're at.
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys. I can't believe my hour is up. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family for coming and hanging out with us and sharing of their knowledge base. And we do a lot of conversation. We have a lot of fun here. But if you listen to us long enough, you'll get something out of it that will sustain your life. And today it looked like it was going to be all about me and my weight loss because I've lost weight. But
you made sure that didn't happen, didn't you?
Oh.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime, and thanks, Alex, for the heartbeat, because, you know, they're getting ready to get me. And we'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
That could happen faster than thought. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
There was a big drop in first-time jobless claims last week. The Dow is up, so is the NASDAQ. This is ABC News.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon. The bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pat Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious. I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good. It draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Professional hockey has a new initiative to support gay players. Here's ABC's Aaron Katurski.
If you can play,
you can play.
New York Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist and other hockey players already support the You Can Play project that fights homophobia in sports. Now the NHL has formed a partnership with the group. One of the most progressive moves a professional men's sports league has taken in support of gay rights. There will be seminars for rookies and responses when players make homophobic remarks. The NHL says this partnership reaffirms that its official policy is one of inclusion. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
If you believe the bookmakers, the first child of Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge will be a girl, and she'll be named Alexandra. One British bookies firm has slashed the odds on the name from 2-1 to 25-1 after receiving an unusually large flurry of bets on it. The firm suspended bets on the baby's gender after the former Kate Middleton appeared to let it slip last month that the baby is a girl. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com, estate planning made simple.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com.
When you drive without car insurance, one accident could cost you everything. So protect yourself from potential financial ruin. Buy affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes. So you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, I want to thank the computer guy for the bumper music today. That really, really works. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to thank Doris and John from Fit Family. I want to thank also Dr. Branley from Turning Point Counseling for making my Health and Wellness Thursday what it is. I'm telling you guys now, I am very, very honored and pleased. I believe I have the best in the valley to come on with me on Thursday. And when I say the best, I'm not saying it because there are a lot of money to go to, but because they are the best at what they do. And now I have the opportunity to talk to Dr. Mason. And Dr. Mason is from Mason Wellness. And Matt is a great chiropractor. I watch him, and I have to tell you, I watched him with his campaign online. And it was so phenomenal to see the time that he put in. That I'm just pleased to know him. And I called him up and said, hey, let's do this. And he's like, and I just called him, Matt, in my line, I just called you out of the blue.
No, called me out of the blue.
And said, listen, I want you to be a part of my second Thursdays of the month. And he said, okay. And I said, we're on. And, so, you know, you just want good people to be a part of a program to invite you and to introduce you to good people so that you can have a better quality of life. And that's really what health and wellness is truly all about, would you say?
Exactly.
A great quality of life.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Matt, what are we talking about today? It's on you.
It's on me, huh?
It's on you.
Okay. There's so many things to talk about.
I know.
About, you know?
I know. So, how about springtime coming?
Springtime. It's
what
beautiful.
Do I do now? Health and wellness. What
well,
do I do?
Now it's time to get out and start getting outside and enjoying the weather and moving and exercising.
Are you crazy? do I change my diet? The Wellness Center, tell us a little bit more about it because people may not know what it does. So what do you do out at the Mason Wellness Center? Let's start there for a minute.
Okay. You know, obviously our philosophy is obviously using natural remedies first, drugs second, and surgery last. I mean,
okay.
That's really the way we all need to be trained. You know, we're trained to think of drugs and surgery as first resort, and that should be really last resort. I mean, we got to understand that, you know, our bodies were designed to run on vitamins and minerals and not drugs. You know, so we got to eat healthy food. We have to think healthy thoughts. You know, we have to exercise. Those are all requirements, components of being well.
So let me ask you this. When you talk about wellness and exercise and nutrition, society pushes for me to do the next fad. So now they've got to shake something on your food. And that's going to make me change my eating habits. But if I don't shake it on my food, it's not going to change what I do. I don't think that's healthy.
I agree.
I don't think it's mentally healthy.
No, it's not.
It's like smoking. People say that I won't quit smoking because I don't want to gain weight. But I actually saw a lung from someone who smokes. I would not want my lungs to look like that. So I need to reshape how I live. And my mindset on how I eat and my nutrition and how I control my appetite so that I can quit smoking, so I can live longer and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now telling everyone that everything is a quick fix. And I want to get into a certain bathing suit or a certain dress for a wedding coming up. Well, this is my class reunion this year. I got 30 years of being out of high school, so I've got to get down to a certain place. But we don't do things that are conditionally for just longevity. And I don't think that's healthy either. And so when I look at coming into the wellness center, when I think about losing weight, when I think about being healthy, I want to be healthy from the inside out.
Right.
And so when I look at what you do there at the wellness center, you're all about making sure it's holistic.
Right. You know, you mentioned something, one of the key words, mindset. You know, I want to be able to change my mindset so I could eat healthier and exercise and do the things that you know you should be doing. And I think that's a key thing because you have to change your belief system in order to change your behavior. You know, in other words, a lot of people know that an apple is better for you than a donut, but a lot of people don't equate exactly what that donut is doing to your health.
No. No.
That's, you know, and that's why they're eating the donut.
I have to honestly say, someone brought in donuts today, and I don't know if you saw them on the table.
No.
And I looked in the box. When I first came in, I saw this bright orange box, and I love donuts. I love dough. And I looked at it, and I opened it up, and I went to get one, and I said, no, you got apples. And I had to make a choice. And making that choice, I had to stick to the choice that I made, which is a hard choice for me because, honestly, I would prefer to have the donut. And I came in hungry. The other night, I think it was Tuesday, we went to Inner Circle. And instead of me having the pizza with everyone else, I had the salad. And I had to consciously make a choice for it. You know, I told Dr. Mason that I need to get out and see him. He brought me some vitamins in. I'm not a good pill taker. But I know that I need to make sure that I supplement my intake by doing what is prescribed and taking a multivitamin. We live in Northeast Ohio. I know I need vitamin D. Being diagnosed with MS, I have to make sure that I have sufficient vitamin D in my system.
Right.
And well, it won't kill you not to take them, but you have to have, you got to make those choices and stop and say, I got to do this. Because people that do live longer and live healthier lives as they get older. People that neglect themselves younger, they pay a price when they get older. And I think that's what's wrong with our society today. We live in the now and not in the future.
Right.
And as we get older, we pay for it.
Yeah, we pay for it, and we blame our aches and pains and our low energy and everything on old age.
And it's not always that.
No.
No.
No, I don't buy into that. You know, a lot of these doctors and a lot of people are fooled into believing that, you know, if you just eat a healthy diet, you're getting enough nutrients and vitamins.
And that's not true.
And that's not true. And there's so much research in biochemistry proving that. You know, and, you know, so nutritional deficiencies are not a rarity. They're the norm.
It's my understanding for people that are vitamin C, which is, you know, you find in a lot of citrus.
Right.
For you to get a sufficient amount of vitamin C, you would almost have to eat a bag of oranges. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. You know, I mean, look, most food today is, you know, like oranges, for example, they're picked before they're even ripened. Then they're sprayed with gas to ripen. And then they're transported from point A to point B. So they're losing their nutritional value as well.
Really?
Yeah. Not to mention
they tell me bananas also, potassium.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I was reading research the other day, just a little snip was showing that basically you need to eat three apples to get the nutrition. You need to eat three apples today to get the nutrition from one apple from back in the 50s.
614, I'm going to pick you up, but I got to tell you something. Do you know how expensive it is to buy apples?
No.
I don't know. I've been screaming about this. I've been screaming about this for the last
insane.
Couple of weeks yet because I'm trying to eat at least a couple apples a day. Apples are expensive. It's worse than smoking. Okay, I'm done. Hi, 614. How are you?
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, Diva. How are you?
Oh, I'm in pain.
Why are you in pain?
I had surgery Monday on my ankle, so.
How you doing?
I'm doing better than I was the last 3 days, other than the pain. That's why I was calling in. I'm like, all right, good. You guys are talking about alternatives. I was wondering, is there an alternative to pain meds? Is there something natural that I could take instead of taking a pain med?
Oh, that's a good question, Doc, because a lot of people in pain today.
Right. Well, there's a difference between, you know, chronic pain and acute pain. Chronic pain, you know, you've had it for months or for years. Now, depending on what kind of surgery a person may have had, sure, I don't see a problem with taking, you know, some painkillers for a short period of time, two weeks, 4 weeks, 5-6 weeks, whatever it may be. But, you know, for minor surgeries, there are things you can take, like bromelain, turmeric, papain, topical, Tramiel. You could even take it oral form Tramiel, which are natural anti-inflammatories, things of that nature.
Well, right now I am non-weight-bearing, and I have a boot on. I had a tumor removed from my left ankle on Monday. And
okay.
The meds make me sick. The,
mm-hmm.
the oral meds that they prescribe me make me sick.
Yeah, that's a common problem with a lot of people. Yeah, so I would suggest curcumin or turmeric. You can buy that in the capsule form. That's very good to help modulate inflammation to decrease your pain. You could take things such as bromelain, which comes from the pineapple stem, which is an enzyme, which helps to decrease pain and inflammation as well. And then there's another drugless prescription that we use at the office called Tramiel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. And it's, like I said, you could either take it orally, you take about 10 drops on your tongue 3 times a day, or there's also a topical cream that you can put around the area that's sore, which helps to decrease your inflammation without having any side effects or complications.
Let me ask this, does it work on arthritis? What works on arthritis? Because right now the weather is very, very inclement, and people that are of age, they're really having issues with the weather, the rain, the snow, the cold. And we live here in Northeast Ohio, and, you know, it's tough being having arthritis and having that kind of pain. Is there anything they can take or anything they can do to help them with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different components to why people are hurting. I mean, number one, if you're eating the standard American diet, if you're eating white flour, white sugar, you know, not drinking enough water, processed foods, you know, trans fats, things
What's
like
processed
that.
Processed foods? Explain
right,
that.
Anything that comes in a box. Anything that's been refined, you know, processed. Anything that's not real food, you know, like that apple, that's real food. Carrot, it's real food. If it grew off the earth, that's real food. That's what you want to eat.
But if it comes in a box, if it comes in a can?
Yeah, I mean, you can get some healthier things in a can. You know, it's better to probably buy things frozen in a bag versus a can for the majority of things. But, you know, of course, it's not a perfect world either, but, you know, we have to try to consume healthy food.
And those of us who are out here, I went out to White House Farms, and I haven't been out there in a long time. I might as well give them a free plug also. It was really, really great because they had frozen vegetables, fresh frozen. Came straight from, you know, local farmers, flash frozen and inside the freezer. And they were reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice place. I like it out there. But back to the arthritis pain, you know, so we have to look at the standard American diet. You know, don't eat the standard American diet. In other words, eat fresh fruit, vegetables, raw nuts, raw seeds, beans, brown rice, you know, organic meats, fish, chicken, things of that nature. And then there's the chiropractic connection to arthritis.
Okay.
In other words, our bodies is made up of a series of joints. And those joints are held together by muscles. Well, those joints can get slightly misaligned, just like any other kind of structure can, whether the structure's on the door of your car or your house or the foundation of your house. So structure affects function. If the structure of your joints of your body aren't moving properly, it's going to increase pain, increase arthritis. Arthritis is just, you know, there's different forms of arthritis, but the most common is osteoarthritis, which is wear and tear of your joints. And everyone over the age of 40 has arthritis. It's just a natural part of aging. But not everyone over the age of 40 has pain. So why is that? It's because what you're eating, is whether if your spine and your joints are aligned, and you could also be nutritionally deficient. So if you're nutritionally deficient in key things such as magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, some of your other minerals, that can cause pain and inflammation of your joints and throughout your body.
What'd you say, Diva?
I have a question. Okay. Now, a bag of apples and a bag of oranges, fruit period, does not last in my house. Is there a such thing as eating too much fruit? I mean, because a bag of oranges can be gone in 3 days between me and my daughter.
No, I don't think there's really a problem with eating too much fruit. I mean, I think that's the least of people's worries. Yeah, you're definitely not going to overload on fruit.
No, but you will overload on vitamin C, and it will tell the tale if you do it.
Exactly.
I have found that out.
What happens if you do it? What happens?
It gives you a you will not need a laxative.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And so you'll find that it will move you. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. In studio with me, I have Dr. Matt Mason from Mason Wellness. Going back to the pain and vitamins and nutrition, how do we become more conscious of our nutrition when we are on a budget? Because most things you said are about fruit and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Brown rice is considerably more than white rice.
Right.
Natural. Have you gone to the store and tried to buy some nuts lately?
Sky high. I know. And I understand everyone's on a budget. And everyone can't, you know.
Have you looked at the price of fruit?
Yeah. Then if you go to organic, it's twice as much. And I get that.
Yeah. You had to know to say organic meat.
Mm-hmm.
Organic meat, you might as well go out and get a cow.
Well, yeah, you need to, I think everyone should know a friend or a friend of a friend who, you know, knows someone who's raising grass-fed cows.
We live in the city.
Things like that.
We city.
Well, get out by me. I'll hook you up. Yeah. So, you know,
city folks up here, you sound like sticks. Let's go to the neighbor next door and say, listen, can I get half of your cow and go down to horse packing? They'll take care of it.
They're around.
They are around.
They're around. They're definitely around.
And I have been, you know, I have to say, into what you're saying, I have been learning about canning.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sticks is, you know, he's always bringing us fresh fruit, fresh pickles. I think Bonnie brought us fresh yam, preserve.
Uh-huh.
Raspberry preserves, and the taste is absolutely wonderful. Even eating our jerky for treats, they've been, you know, teaching me how to make my own jerky and that kind of things. And I think we've gotten away from it, but I think it's something that we need to go back with. Plus, it saves on cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about, if you can go out and take your, you know, your fruit and learn how to make it into fruit chips or dehydrated chips and make your own granola and your own snacks, how much money it will save in the long run. Or if you want to talk about organic meat, going out to the cancer fair and buying a cow,
mm-hmm.
and going in with some friends and having it packed for you.
Right.
And getting a freezer and helping you out that way, it will save in the nutrition part and healthy part and save on the monetary part.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You have to look at it. You know, eating healthy is really your health insurance. You know, you can't rely on health insurance that you're paying for. You can't rely on the government. You can't rely on doctors for keeping you healthy. You have to be proactive. So, you know, before you even supplement, what I tell a lot of people, you can't be eating a horrible diet and gobbling down the top-of-the-line vitamins and expect to get any good results. You know, that's like building a house on quicksand. It's not going to work. So you have to have the good foundation. You have to be eating healthy food. Now, if you're not going to eat organic, that's not the end of the world. You know, but you need to eat real food and build upon that.
Alex, you there? Okay, they're listening.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Have you changed your eating? I know that you've changed your eating habits drastically, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know, I haven't eaten pork in probably over 10 years. Now,
I ain't giving up pork.
It's
I'm not giving
beef
up pig.
That I eat, you know, any beef that I eat, I try to make sure that it's not only organic, but I think it's important for it to be grass-fed organic because any, if it's not grass-fed, it's not gonna have the CLA in it, the conjugated linoleic acid, and the meat, which is that has been clinically shown to help people burn body fat or, you know, expunge body fat because it's a natural nutrient missing from our meat because of the way the industrialization of the food today. So there's certain changes like that, but yeah, in general, my general rule is only when I go to the grocery stores, I stay on the outside of the grocery store, stay out of the aisles. Everything, just about everything in the aisles are processed. So if you stay on the outside, you know, on the outside of the grocery store, produce section, frozen section, things like that, you're generally safe. You know, if I do go in the center aisle, maybe for a bag of pasta or my brown rice, but in general, stay out of the aisles.
I tell you what else I've done. I've quit drinking sodas. I drink club soda, and I make my own sodas. And I don't go. I don't use a soda machine to make it because I can't afford a soda machine. But what I do is I take my club soda and I add my lemon and I add some cherry juice, 100% cherry juice, and a little bit of stevia, and that's my soda.
Okay, good.
But I've gotten away from Coca-Cola and Pepsi and you know, those types of sodas, and I have found a difference. And
hey,
I was telling them earlier. What'd you say, Alex?
Are you drinking alkaline water?
I have tried it. You know, we can't buy it here. You know, they're up in Michigan. You know, they're doing a lot of alkaline stuff there. I don't here. I just drink, you know, regular good old Youngstown water.
You can get I have a kitchen top unit. It's made by a company called Santa Via, I think it is. And you just pour your tap water into it, and it filters it. It makes it alkaline. It remineralizes it like spring water, and you know, magnetically charges the water, all kinds of good stuff. And so, you know, but I've read that, you know, alkalinity, it can help with, you know, maybe some of your fitness goals, and maybe some of the, if you're having any inflammation,
really?
or even the people with any of your listeners, you know. Yeah, because a lot of things are caused by that, so I read, is from acidity building up in the system, so the alkalinity of your water may help with that. You know, I don't know. That's something to ask.
Doc, what do you think?
Ask the doc, you know.
I think the biggest concern why people are acidic is not due to the water that they drink. I think it's more due to their diet. I mean, if you're eating acidic foods, if you're eating processed foods, you're going to become more acidic. If you're eating healthy foods, your body's going to naturally be alkaline, which is what we want. You know, so there may be some benefits to the alkalized water. I'm actually more of an advocate of either reverse osmosis water or distilled water. You know, and there's been bantering back and forth as far as, well, distilled water doesn't have minerals, you know, and so on and so forth. But distilled water is the most pure water you can drink. And before our planet, before our air and our food and our water became so polluted, you know, the rainwater was basically distilled water. So the biggest thing I tell people to avoid is tap water. I wouldn't drink tap water for all the tea in China because they're finding traces of drugs in it. Prescription drugs, they're finding chemotherapy in it, bacteria. You know, and they're saying, well, it's parts per million and parts per billion. You know, we're allowed a certain amount. Well, when you start looking at some of these prescription drugs, such as antidepressants, they work on the brain in parts per million and parts per billion. So you got to remember, these drugs accumulate in your body. That's why we need to learn to be able to detoxify ourselves on a regular basis throughout a lifetime now, too, because we live in a different environment.
When you come back next month, can we just talk about detox?
Yeah.
Can we make that the topic of discussion? Because I'd like to talk about that, because I've never, a lot of people have, you know, they go through a detox and stuff. I never thought it was important, and so I need to know, is it really important, why we do it, how often, and what's safe and what's not safe. Local call, your mic is on.
How you doing, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
All right, I wanted to ask the doctor a question.
Sure.
Okay, now, first off, I'm under the impression that you can eat and drink anything you want as long as you get up and do something every day. But I wanted to ask you, I lived in Germany for 5.5 years. Their water was so bad, they drink beer with every meal just like we drink water. I'm talking about from a baby up.
Right.
And I've seen 70, 80-year-old women riding a bike. And I'm not talking about slow because of their transportation system. How do you explain that?
Well, they're much more health-oriented in Europe, in Germany. In other words, you know, they practice more alternative health care. They're not using nowhere near as much drugs and surgery as we are. They use more alternative, less invasive, healthier forms of modalities to keep people well.
But their basic diet is beer and pork.
Well, they're eating, believe me, they're eating a lot healthier than we are when you really get down to it. The same thing with, like, when you go to New Zealand and places like that. You know, when you go into a grocery store, everything is marked right to the T on the label as far as if there's any gluten hidden in the product or not. You know, where here in the United States, so many people are reactive to not only gluten, but the food preservatives, food dyes, colorings, and so on. And, you know, a lot of these products are marked with that or stating the dangers that may be associated with it.
And I'll tell you what I did find. I found that people, I have some friends that are from France, and, you know, we heat up everything. They actually buy corn, rinse it, make it room temperature, and they serve it that way. They don't cook everything. We cook everything to where everything is out of everything. So what we're eating, even when we eat broccoli or when we eat cauliflower or we eat a vegetable melody, we have steamed a lot of times a lot of the nutrients that we would normally keep in if you ate it raw out of the vegetables and the stuff that we eat. We cook everything. We cook everything out of everything.
Right. Yeah,
and that doesn't I noticed that about Europeans. They don't cook everything.
Right,
everything is not hot to them.
You're exactly right. Germany and Spain, they eat cold breakfast.
That's what I'm saying. Everything is cold. Everything. I mean, they're olives. They don't boil and blanch everything. I mean, everything is a little bit more. It's almost closer to natural.
Right.
Because I watch them when they eat their string beans. I mean, I watch them do corn and string beans. I'm like, do we cook these or what?
Yeah.
Is that what that was about?
What?
That they don't cook all the nutrients out of it.
Oh, no. I mean, we cook everything. We boil. You know, it's like greens. Have you ever seen us actually find a collard green and eat it raw?
I ain't eat no greens. I got a piece of pork in.
I'm with you. Hold on. 724, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy. It's Larry.
Hey, Larry.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I didn't notice, but when I was up there, I'm down 36 pounds, and I think the one caller was talking about, you know, you eat what you want to eat, but you got to get up off the couch and everything. There's no magical button or cure. You got to watch what you eat, but you also got to exercise on top of everything. And the best workout I've found so far, and I've done them all, is the Insanity workout by Sean T.
Sean T ain't paid for that.
Yeah, I mean it's a real workout. It's harder than I worked out ever in college, and if you follow that program, and it's not that expensive, it's pretty good. Now he has a thing on there about nutrition and what's put in your body as well, but it's a really intense workout. But I think one of your other callers talked about the heart rate. There's a maximum heart rate you got to watch out to, because he does a lot of interval training where he's taking you up, bringing you down, let you rest, and then bringing you back up again. And so it's there is no magical cure out there. You just gotta watch what you eat, but also you gotta exercise.
But you know, and Larry, and this is, and I found it with, I know that that one works. I know that the XP Neck 90 works. I know a lot of them work. But I have found that just getting up, because you know, if you really think about our parents versus us, or in our grandparents versus us, we don't hunt for food. We don't have a garden. We don't even tend to our flowers in our yards. A lot of us don't cut grass. We don't clean house like they used to. You have to realize they used to women used to vacuum 2 and 3 times a week. We don't do that. We don't scrub our kitchens every Saturday and clean the bathrooms every Saturday and wash clothes. We put clothes in the washing machine. We pull them out, and we may fold them up and we may not. So what we did for good movement and quality of life and kept us going and cooking and, you know, cutting up stuff and keeping moving, as today's society, we don't do all that. Everything we do is pushing buttons. As a matter of fact, if you really think about it, we don't get up to turn the channel on the television anymore.
Right.
And getting up and down to turn the channel or even talking on the phone. We had to get up to go and walk in the kitchen to talk on the answer the phone and then move around with one cord and the phone. Now we are stationary, kicking it, riding in the car. We're not moving anywhere. Our kids don't move.
But, you know, and I hear about that with the movement, and then but the time constraints is the one I've always heard. Sean T's Insanity Workout, there's not one workout on there longer than 58 minutes. Most of them are right around 40 minutes. Now it's an intense 40 minutes. There's no, you know, workout for 20 and then you take a 5-minute break. No, it's about 30-second breaks. But it's something that you can do. I even heard the other day that there was a study out there of walking now. Walking is actually better for you than going out and running the same amount of miles. Yeah.
One of the best forms of exercise to drop body weight and body fat that's been proven to be the best, as you mentioned, is pretty much interval or burst training. So in other words, we have a program at the office, what we call the Crazy Eights, where you basically, you know, you do your few minutes of warm-up, and then you go, you know, whether you're running, biking, swimming, walking, whatever form of exercise you want to use, you go all out for those 30 seconds. And then you come back down to baseline for a minute and a half, and you do that for 8 cycles, which takes about 20 minutes.
Because I do the same. On my treadmill, I run for 2, I walk for 1, I walk for 1, I run for 2.
Perfect.
And keep on going up and down and not just getting a steady rate.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the same thing was with weightlifting and strength training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go up and down so that I can continue to push myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back down. Local call, your mic is on.
Trish, I called back. That guy that said he does it sounded.
Yeah.
Salon?
Yes. Larry?
Can you go all the way through?
Larry? He was on. He left.
I've been doing Insanity for about a month and a half.
How's it going for you?
I've lost 9 pounds.
Wow.
But I can't go all the way through. I mean, he got some inverted push-ups. I just...
See, I'm still pushing up on the wall. I do wall push-ups because my body said, I am not pulling up that much weight. You must be out of your mind.
He should have got me 20 years ago.
One of the listeners wants, how much water a day? Because, you know, you hear people tell you that you should drink up to half of your body weight.
In general, I usually tell an adult to drink a couple quarts of water a day, 1 to 2 quarts. Half a gallon.
I'll give you one more trace. I'll let you go.
Go ahead.
The best diet I ever did was Reaganomics. Well, I lost about 20 pounds.
Hang up the phone. There you go. Hang up the phone. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. You said, so half a gallon of water a day.
Mm-hmm. Then you're getting a lot of other water if you're eating the proper foods. If you're eating fresh fruits and vegetables, you're getting a lot of your waters and your minerals and everything from that as well.
Perspiration. Let me ask you about that. I am a person who perspires, and in most terms we call it just straight up sweat. If I am a large, if I perspire a lot, should I drink more water? Because I lose a lot of water. I have to because I perspire so much.
Mm-hmm.
Should I drink more water if I am a person who perspires? Because it's summertime coming.
Yes, you should.
Okay.
Yeah, because as you said, if you're sweating more, if you're, you know, you're losing more water, so it's a good idea to keep yourself hydrated.
Okay. And that helps with health and wellness, and it helps with weight loss and maintenance?
Sure. I mean, sweating, you know, your skin is one of your main detoxification organs. So when you're sweating, you're detoxifying your body.
Hey, Larry, I see you're back. They want to know, have you been through the whole program?
Yes, I did my 9 weeks. I don't know. I think he said he had been a month. I really saw the results in, like, the third week, day 21, where I really hit it off, and my wife can finally convince me is I switched up and started doing the Weight Watchers as I was doing it. And that's when it really started to, you know, just strip off the weight. I took a month off to just do, I'm back at the gym doing cardio and lifting. I'm going to jump back in and do another 9 week. Now, you remember Chuck Blaisdell, Tracy, that was our state rep.
Yeah.
Chuck does Sean T's workouts around year round. He doesn't stop. He just keeps doing it. I mean, you see Chuck, he's looks like he's
wow.
a marathon runner. But it is a great workout, and the first
is it for both men and women?
I'm sorry?
Is it for both men and women?
Yes. Actually, he has women working out with him, and there's a couple women on that thing. I can't wait to meet him one day because they're like machines. But his workout, Tracy, is not. There's no lifting outside of stuff that you would want to lift on there. It's all your own body weight. He incorporates a lot of stretching, a lot of yoga, Pilates, and it's all core strength training. So if you got a bad back, this is going to help you. You know what I mean? It may hurt on the front end, but it will help you strengthen that core. I think the caller that you had on there with the interval training, there's some times when you're not going to be able to finish that workout. There's different stuff in there that you may not be able to do, but, you know, he tells you take a rest and jump right back in when your heart rate gets back down. You do that 9 week program, it's impossible for you to not get better shape and lose weight. It's a great, great workout.
Now, let me ask this, doctor. I got a question. Now, with these types of things, a lot of us do them, and they work. Life goes on, and we stop. Do we always have to continue doing this kind of stuff to maintain healthy? Don't we ever get a break?
We don't get a break. Just like your heart doesn't get a break. It's going 24/7. It's a lifestyle. And it's a learning thing from one day to the next. You know, so you know, from where I am today, from where I am when I started my early teens, as far as eating healthy and supplementing my diet and working out, I've evolved, I've progressed since then. So, you know, I've learned a lot, and I've incorporated much other healthier things into my lifestyle. So it's a learning experience. You can't just say, well, I made it. Now back to living a suicidal lifestyle by eating and drinking whatever I want.
And that's what most Americans do.
That's what they, yeah.
I mean, we get down to our desired weight, and once we get there, we go back to what we used to do as kids.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
No, go to fly. Your body's only go to work as good as you take care of it and buy the things that you're putting through your mouth.
Larry, you in it for the long haul?
I'm in it for the long haul. It's sort of like, especially now that I'm going to the gym, I feel like I'm not working out as hard as I would have was with Sean T's workout. But so then I push myself. It's made me, and actually the whole household, for my sons and daughters, everybody's on it now. My oldest is actually a sophomore, finishing up her sophomore year of college. She's down 42 pounds. So everybody's in this, you know, health kick, and so we're all on the same page, and it's working. You know what I mean?
Larry,
but it is a
lifestyle. Larry, I never knew you were so cheap. You're trying to get everybody down so you don't have to pay for their health insurance.
Well, you got to do. You got to adjust with Obamacare. You know what I mean? I'm trying to adjust
it. I mean, you're telling me we're going to be paying through the nose if you have if your BMI is over a certain point. They tell me we're going to pay and that we actually really need. They're going to make you if you don't get physically fit, you're going to pay. That's what they tell me.
That's what's written in that. What is it now? It's like 1,800 pages.
That's what they tell me. They tell me if we don't do right, we're going to pay for it.
We're going to pay for it one way or the other anyway.
That's true, too.
Unfortunately.
Doc, you brought me some multivitamins today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how important is it that I start taking multivitamins?
It's critical in this day and age because, you know, like I said, nutritional deficiencies are not a rarity anymore. They're a norm. And when you find a person, you know, I treat a lot of people who are really down and out. I mean, where their energy level was 1 or 2 out of 10, you know, brain fog, they just can hardly function. You know, and when you start measuring them on a cell level and looking at what we call their organic acids and seeing what they're nutritionally deficient in, you just don't find one nutritional deficiency. I mean, when you find one, you usually find multiple nutritional deficiencies. And all those nutrients work together sort of symbiotically. They work together in like a symphony. And they all, that's what determines health. So when you're deficient, we're talking about weight loss now and people trying to eat healthy. And a lot of people have these cravings, you know, they're craving these foods all the time. A lot of times you can be nutritionally deficient in some key minerals, things like chromium, vanadium, magnesium, manganese, boron, silica. You know, these are things that regulate your insulin, regulate your blood sugar, your cravings. So a lot of these things are not just stress-related. You know, obviously that is a big factor in it too. But a lot of times nutritional deficiencies are really triggering a lot of these cravings and why people's metabolism and everything is slow too, because it's affecting your thyroid, it's affecting your digestion. Those all come together.
Now, I have to tell you, I was telling Doris and John, but I started drinking honey and cinnamon. And I drink, it equates to a teaspoon, 2-to-1 ratio of teaspoon a day. And I found my metabolism has changed. It gives me more energy. And I only have 2 teaspoons of honey and a teaspoon of cinnamon a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I strain it because cinnamon congels with hot water. I found that out.
Yeah.
And I can't handle that. But I drink the tea of it. And I found that it's very, very, it's really amazing how it changes the my energy level. And it's a hot half cup in the morning and a half cup at night.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's definitely a good thing. You know, another thing, of course, there's multiple different routes you can go, but ribose. Have you ever heard of ribose, D-ribose? It's a natural, what they call pentose sugar. Very good for activating the, what they call the mitochondria inside the cell, which is the powerhouse of the cells where the energy is produced.
Okay.
And so this helps your cells to activate energy. So it's very good for athletes. It's also good for the general person. Very important for the heart health as well. So it helps your body to activate and produce energy. It's also very safe for diabetics, and diabetics are usually often very deficient in ribose sugar as well. So it helps to regulate their blood sugar. It doesn't spike their blood sugar like you think it would, and it helps to improve heart function, muscle function as well.
Let's talk, before I let you go for the month, tell me, again, what you do. Tell me about wellness. Tell me about Mason Wellness Center. Tell me about the programs that you have there and why I would want to come out to see you.
Okay.
And where you're located.
All right. Mason Wellness Center, we specialize in things such as nutritional therapy, botanical medicine, detoxification therapies, chelation, chiropractic treatments, weight loss. We also do the Zerona laser body sculpting. So we have a lot of different forms of therapies and modalities to get sick people well and, and to educate each person to stay well. I mean, that's really what our mission is.
So when I come out there, what should I expect? What should I expect when I come, when I make an appointment? What should I expect?
Well, first we have to, what's the deal? I mean, what's going on? Are you really sick, or are you already healthy? You know, we have to determine, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish?
Okay.
And then obviously we're going to do a thorough history and put a plan in a place, whether that's doing some functional medicine testing, or if you're just a person who is generally healthy and you just want to work on improving your diet, or maybe keying in on some stress, on some certain nutrients and supplementations that you want to do to improve your health.
And so I go out there, and then once you do an assessment, then whether it be pain, because you do a little bit of, you do a lot. You do weight loss, you do chiropractic care, you do nutritional deficiency care,
mm-hmm.
and then you come up with a program for me for what I'm going to do and where I'm going.
Right. So there's no cookie cutter plan that we have. It depends what you're there for. A lot of people come, they're looking to decrease their need for their medication or to get off medication or, find out the reason why they're not feeling well, because a lot of people are passing the MRIs, they're passing the CAT scans, they're passing all these neurological evaluations, and they're told that they're healthy. They're told that there's nothing wrong. Well, what they're looking for is disease. They're chasing for disease.
Right.
Well, just because they don't have a disease doesn't mean that something isn't wrong. So they're left, they fall through the cracks, and they're told, well, it's just in your head, it's psychological or psychosomatic. And, so these people are left out hung to dry. Well, no one's looked at the reason of the cause of why they're ill. So no one's looking at their chemistry. They're just chasing their symptoms with drugs. So we at Mason Wellness Center, through functional medicine testing, we're able to evaluate your chemistry on a cell level to determine what you may be lacking in nutritionally, what you may be allergic to, what kind of foods you may be reactive to, if you're deficient in certain digestive enzymes. And then once we know what's going on, we can put a plan in a place to get your body back on the road to health.
Hey, we're at the end of the day, Doc.
Boy, that hour goes by fast.
Yeah, it does.
Sure does.
Well, listen, I want to thank Dr. Mason for coming out and spending time with us. I want to thank Doris and John Bullock, and I also want to thank Dr. Brandy. Dr. Mason, you can find him. You can give him a call at 330-219-6250. It's Mason Wellness Center. It's out in Howland?
Warren.
He's out in Warren. Where are you located in Warren?
About 10 minutes off of Route 76 down by General Motors.
Okay.
We're also off of Route 582, Center of the World area.
Okay.
You could also find us on masonwellness.com,
okay.
Or look us up on Facebook at Mason Wellness Center and like us and give us any comments or feedback. I'd appreciate that.
And John and Doris Bullock, they're located at 46 North Canfield Niles Road, which is Route 46 in Austintown, Ohio. You can reach them at 330-793-4466. And you can find Dr. Brandy and Turning Point Counseling. You can find them on Belmont Avenue. There's one in Sebring and there's one in Struthers, Ohio. Tomorrow we will not be here. We have all taken a break so that we can go see Miles Monroe. Miles Monroe is, and I'm going to play a clip from him in a few minutes as we go out. Miles Monroe is a prolific leadership author, coach, pastor from the Bahamas. And he's going to be here in town tonight and tomorrow night and I believe Saturday. And so it's going to be at Touch of Heaven Ministries over in Canfield on Skyline Drive, which is on the corner of 46. It is the old North Church. If you get a chance, come out, and I promise you, you will be blessed and you will be informed. He does a phenomenal teaching on leadership. Also, on Saturday, they want you, the A. Philip Randolph Institute, the Youngstown chapter, they're going to be having a salute to Martin Luther King and A. Philip Randolph. It's a luncheon. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's on Saturday the 13th. And tickets are only $30, and the speaker is going to be Mike Scarver. He is a USW Political Action Committee coordinator. And if you want for more information or to get tickets, you can call 330-743-9005. I thank all of you for listening in. I want to thank everyone who came on, and we'll see you guys again on Monday. Wow, I'm going to have it on Monday.
Wow.
I'm going to miss you guys tomorrow because I get lost when I'm not here. We'll see you on Monday. God bless you, and have a good weekend.
They said, we come to see Jesus. He said, I'm he. He's protecting them, taking responsibility for their safety.
Next, a leader have a buck stops here attitude. A leader has a buck stop here attitude, end quote. A leader does not keep passing the ball. We got so many people with titles, but they don't make no decisions. They don't want to take responsibility. I learned something about true leadership. True leaders always are in trouble. Do you know why? Because they make decisions. People who don't make any decisions are criticized. If you want something done, give it to a true leader. He's not afraid to make the decisions. And I think this is a sign of the level of your leadership. Leaders not only let the buck stop with them, but they also initiate bucks. They actually begin things. They say, hey, let's do this. They say, we've never done this before. Well, let's try it. But you might fail. But we don't know. We might succeed also. Leaders got this concept of let's make a decision. Let's take charge. Let me do it. I mean, if no one else is going to do it, let's get it done. We mentioned yesterday that leaders are not afraid of failure because to a leader, failure is simply a classroom where he learns of one new way not to do it. Next, a leader want to win. That's an attitude of a leader, characteristic. A leader wants to win. She wants to win. A leader has an attitude which says, I'm going to succeed.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newcox Britain. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
At this point, and certainly a lot of power outages because of trees and power lines coming down.
And at least one person is dead. Parts of Missouri, meanwhile, are cleaning up after strong storms.
We came up through Sullivan, where there was significant damage and injuries. This was a long, bouncing tornado. We're pretty confident it was, that moved up into this area of Florissant and Hazelwood.
Governor Jane Nixon. The Senate begins debate next week on gun violence legislation, voting today to avoid a filibuster. ABC's Ann Compton has White House reaction.
From his Oval Office desk right after the Senate cloture vote, the president put in a phone call to the Newtown families lobbying on Capitol Hill. He congratulated them for influencing the outcome, in fact suggesting it would not have been possible without them. This is hardly the end of the story. Opponents of gun legislation appear to be in position to block what they see as any unconstitutional bans on weapons or on large ammunition clips. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
At least two people are dead and dozens hurt after a charter bus crashed on a highway today near Dallas.
We know at least some of the passengers are elderly. They had caught this charter bus down south of Arlington, Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth. They were headed toward the Choctaw Indian Casino, which is in Durant, Oklahoma, about an hour and a half away. The bus was barely underway when it crashed.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Irving, Texas. After a few weeks of increases, first-time jobless claims dropped last week. The Dow is up 65 points. This is ABC News.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta. And today, new dramas will unfold. And heroes will emerge. This is the home of timeless beauty, of storied competition,
of the elusive green jacket. This is where new dreams will come true. First round coverage of the Masters, today on ESPN.
They took part in a study thinking it might benefit their children, but a failure of disclosure left parents in the dark about the risk to their babies.
Babies born at 24 to 27 weeks are already high risk. A study on oxygen levels could have increased their risk for blindness, brain damage, or death even more. The problem, the Department of Health and Human Services says, was parents were not adequately informed before they allowed their babies to participate. 1,300 infants took part from 2004 to 2009 at nearly two dozen universities. As a group, they may have fared better than preemies who did not take part, but the consent form still failed to adequately inform parents about the possible risks. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
In a city known for conspicuous displays of wealth, even the authorities are showing off. Dubai police have added a $550,000 Lamborghini to their fleet. However, the green and white sports car isn't likely to be roaring after lawbreakers. The deputy police chief says it'll mostly be dispatched to tourist areas to show how classy Dubai is. ABC News.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon.